Federal health officials not to fly because he didn't want to postpone his wedding in Europe. He is isolated in an Atlanta hospital with a rare and dangerous form of TB. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says the man took two transatlantic flights, one to Paris, the other to Montreal.
Passengers from many countries are being tracked down and notified. CDC Director Dr. Julie Gerberding is especially concerned about people within two rows of the man's seats.
One thing important to understand about tuberculosis is that it takes a long time for the disease to evolve. So there is time for people to get these tests done before they would pose any hazards to others.
Tough action is being taken because this is a dangerous form of TB, but she says there's a low chance the infection will spread.
Medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
About 1% of the cases of tuberculosis in the United States are felt to be drug resistant. The problem is if you are one of the unlucky people who happens to have a drug resistant tuberculosis, the treatment can be very difficult.
It's expected to happen this morning. The water level in Florida's huge Lake Okeechobee is headed for an historic low. More from CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando.
Lake Okeechobee is less than two-thirds its normal level. The canals where boats used to go around the J&S fish camp are now just rocks and grass. Bartender Kim Day.
The fishermen, you know, are a great part of our tourism here, and it has really hurt a lot of business.
South Florida growers have had to cut back on their water use by almost half. Lisa Lockridge at the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association says so far sugar, corn, and green beans haven't been hurt yet. But if it doesn't start raining soon,
next year is going to be very, very tough.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
There is no drought at the top of the world. Not yet. Greenpeace Today in China presents evidence that it says points to real trouble high in the Himalayas during the next few decades. CBS News reporter Celia Hatton has more from Beijing.
Environmental activists traveled to Everest to compare photos of ice towers taken decades ago with today's barren landscape.
This is a picture taken on the foot of Mount Everest.
Greenpeace activists say the retreating ice underlines the UN's prediction 80% of Everest's glaciers could evaporate within 30 years, threatening future supplies of drinking water for up to one-sixth of the world's population.
And climbing Mount Everest isn't just a young person's game. Japanese school teacher Katsusuke Yanagasa was made the point by reaching the summit at the age of 71. An American convert to Al-Qaeda has issued a warning to the U.S. to stop its involvement in Muslim countries or face the consequences. Adam Gadan, who goes by the name Azam al-Amriki, directed the threat to President Bush in a new video.
You and your people will, Allah willing, experience things which will make you forget all about the horrors of September 11th.
Gadan has been charged in a U.S. treason indictment for aiding Al-Qaeda. Well, are they over the hump? Biologists have their fingers crossed. The two whales, who took a Northern California detour a couple of weeks ago, are getting close to their ocean home. The mother humpback and her calf are now fewer than 10 miles from the Golden Gate Bridge.
Their health, it appears to continue to be good. And they're swimming strongly.
But Rog McGinnis of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there are still worries the whales could get sidetracked instead of leaving San Francisco Bay. It's 4 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Residents of the Denver metro area and other parts of the Front Range pummeled by hail and rain yesterday will get a chance to assess the damage today. The storm hit fast and hard, and a lot of people were caught off guard. Denver Fire's Phil Champagne says, boy, they were busy.
We had some water rescues, parties trapped in vehicles, parties who tried to drive through intersections with too much water flooded their vehicles.
Hail up to 2 inches in diameter fell near Elbert, and a couple of inches of rain were reported in the foothills. Fortunately, no serious damage. Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association says total damage from the rain and hail may not be known for a couple of days. A man accused of being the getaway driver in the 1984 machine gun slaying of Denver radio talk show host Alan Berg has died. Prison officials say 68-year-old David Lane died, apparently of natural causes, at a federal prison in Indiana. And Aurora police say a man shot in his own home by a suspected burglar is expected to be okay, thanks to his cell phone. Seems a teenage punk entered the guy's home to burgle the place. When he was confronted by the wheelchair-bound victim, the suspect fired a gun. The bullet struck a mobile phone the guy was holding before it struck his body. He was taken to the hospital and released. Two suspects have been arrested. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, we're in good shape. Just the normal congestion along southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and westbound I-76 toward I-25. Also, watch out for a hit-and-run crash investigation at 58th and Sheridan. And if you're headed into the mountains, you can expect winter driving conditions along I-70 over the Vail Pass. We have snow falling there. We're getting some now at the Eisenhower Tunnel as well, so be prepared for that snowpack and icy spots. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cool with increased clouds, more scattered storms, high of 64 tonight.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951. 877-597-5951.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
They do provide off-street parking at the Matrix Gym at 8th and Lincoln. So that's where I was, groaning and carrying on and complaining. And man, it was hailing out there. And I totally missed it. Okay, we got any Bruce Springsteen fans out there? John does not like Bruce Springsteen. I do, though. I like Bruce Springsteen. Did you know that Bruce Springsteen has got coming out a new double CD that'll be going on sale sometime after June the 11th? It's called Live in Dublin. Bruce Springsteen with the E Street Band. And you can hear it right now. Our listeners can stream the entire CD. That's both discs. And all you have to do is go to am760.net. And where is it, John? It's at the bottom of the page, I believe?
No, it's at the top. And you'll see like a big picture that has three rotating events, really, that are going on. And then you'll see it says Bruce Springsteen Live. You click on that. And then you click on stream here. And then you can listen to the whole thing right there. I've already done it this morning. So it's ready to go.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, too, doesn't it?
Sounds great.
Well, you don't like Bruce Springsteen, and that's okay. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who don't like, certain artists.
I love
that's
live
all right.
releases. So this is, if you're a Springsteen fan, this is a great thing you can do before, the CD comes out.
Yeah, you can listen to it now and get an idea about whether you want it or not. And a little bit later on this morning, I'm going to try to find time. I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but I want to find time to talk about this thing about the plunge in CD sales and the fact that the music industry is panicked. Because people are not buying CDs. Now, does that mean they're downloading more music? Yes, that's exactly what it means. That's exactly what it means. It means more people are downloading more tunes and buying them off of, like, iTunes and all these other places than they are going in to get CDs. But I'm still one of these people that goes in and buys CDs. As a matter of fact, I was listening this morning on the way to work, to music that the majority of the people who listen to this radio station will not identify with, and we'll groan and grunt and go, and I bet you we don't even have anything in the library by this guy. But I was listening to some early Waylon Jennings off of this Waylon Jennings box set that I got 2 or 3 months ago. We don't have any Waylon? We do? What do we have by Waylon? I'm shocked by that.
A ton. We got about 20 songs.
Well, we got 20 songs. Name some of them.
America, Can't You See, Ladies Love, I don't
Ladies
have
Love Outlaws.
Titles here in front of me, Jay. Ladies Love Outlaws,
yeah.
I've Always Been Crazy.
I've Always Been Crazy.
Yeah. I'm a Rambling Man, Drinking and Dreaming.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah, what else?
Are You Ready for the Country?
Are You Ready for the Country? Yeah.
Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies
Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Get Down, or no, that isn't it. Let's see what else we got. Falling Out, Brown Eyed Handsome.
Brown Eyed Handsome Man.
That's it. Will the Wolf Survive.
Oh, that's a pretty good song.
Honky Tonk Heroes.
That's an even better song.
Wrong.
Play a little bit of that Honky Tonk Heroes. This is a cut from one of the first country music outlaw albums. I love this.
Low down, leaving son, done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting nights couldn't stay out of fight.
You don't like that, John?
Keep a haunting me.
Yeah, I like Waylon. Great voice. He had a great voice.
One in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? Good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, and generally below where all my heart is.
Sad, we play better music than KYGO.
Danced holes in my shoes. There weren't enough.
The Burned Out Morning Show over there.
Oh, lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey. Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seemed like it was just the other day.
Man, he was great.
I was down.
May his soul rest in peace. I rode around on his bus one day, all day with him. And he was conservative as hell. Really right-wing. He and Chris Christopherson used to get into fights over politics. Good stuff. Thanks, John, for making my morning by putting that on. Everybody else is mad and has gone to National Public Radio, but I still love it. Yeah. I wish I could find a classic country station, man. I would love to just do mornings there. Wouldn't that be great? Play all this old stuff. Way more rocks. It's a shame you had to die. You know, if you ever think about that, why people... when I die and go to heaven or hell or wherever it is I'm going, on I-25 or C-70 or something, I'm going to ask God this question, whoever God is. Why is it that people who you really like and people who you really love, why do they always have to die early? Doesn't it seem like that happens? That they always die early. And the people who you really don't like, they live to be 1,000 years old. Why is that? Why does that happen? Who can explain that? I want a religious person to call me right now and explain to me how you deal, where it's, why that happens. Okay? Name all the people that we can think of that we really like. And they die early. Don't they?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. No, I don't, you know, but some people you like obviously live long, full lives, too.
Yeah, but it seems like the ones who you really despise.
Like,
and I'm
Bob
not
Dylan. You like Bob Dylan? He's been around for decades.
Yeah, okay. But I'm not naming politicians either here. Okay, I'm not naming names. But it seems like the people who you really despise, okay, no matter how sick they get, they cheat it and live. But then you get guys like Waylon Jennings and all kinds of other people who die in airplane crashes, have things happen to them, get hit, you know, die in automobile accidents, drug overdoses. Sometimes problems not of their own making, sometimes problems of their own making, and then you wonder why people don't ever come to them and get them straight. Mary and I were talking about this last night, about how you would think that somebody would intervene in their lives and say, hey, wait a minute. I'll give you an example of somebody who died young, who I really liked. Okay, not the biggest name on the planet, but I really dug him. And I felt bad when he died. Chris Penn. You know who Chris Penn is, John? No? Nice guy, Eddie, I think? No. He was Nice Guy Eddie's son in Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, Sean Penn's brother.
Sean Penn's brother. I mean, that's sad.
Was it earlier this year, last year?
Yeah. And these people just die. And then you look at people, and they can't, and I think there's an element of all of this in us, that no matter what goes on, they can't straighten their lives up. And you want to say to them, what is it? What is it you need that you can't walk the straight and narrow and fix your life. That you can't straighten up. And there are tons of celebrities out there and tons of people with famous names that we don't care anything about. But in all of those, every once in a while, there's somebody in there who you read that they died. And they die relatively young. Because in today's world, right, 60 or 65, or really anything under 70, is considered to be young, not old. Although I consider it to be old. But how many times do you hear that out of people? Oh, he died and he or she died and they were so young. Well, how old were they? 67. But you know there are men out there that are 67 years old that are having kids. But this whole idea that people die young, why does that have to happen? What is the what's the inspirational message behind that? And then, people who you know are infused with the devil. Am I sounding like the religious station? And I know you are infused with the devil. No, but seriously, they're like black-hearted evil people, and they live for frickin' ever. How is that possible? Why does that happen? Anybody want to answer that? John, you got any answers to that question? No, none. You ever thought about this, or am I the only one who thinks about this?
I think the older you get, you realize it more. Like, you know, I mean, I can't think of any major celebrities or entertainers that I've lost that have just, you know, kind of devastated me, but...
Well, I don't mean devastated in the sense that, you know, you'll break down in a room and start crying. But I'm talking about where you look at it and you just think to yourself, what a shame. Like, okay, why did Sirhan Sirhan have to shoot Robert Kennedy? And then he couldn't live. Why did Mark David Chapman have to kill John Lennon? And John Lennon didn't live.
Or Alan Berg.
Or Alan Berg, who, you know, David Lane, who was involved in that, died in prison. And that's all over the papers today. Or George Harrison. Or Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. Or how about Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Jerry Garcia, was he old or was he young? Did he die old or young?
No,
he was in his mid-50s.
No, I thought he died young. I thought that was a tragedy. Don't you think that was a tragedy that he died?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, why did that have to happen? Anybody want to jump in on this non-political, lifestyle, religious touchstone topic this morning? 303-713-7600. Or should we switch the topic to impeaching George W. Bush and the inner conspiracy of the Illuminati and the gold standard? 623, 23 minutes after 6, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, for the most part, still pretty quiet right around the metro area. We have a possible problem northbound I-25 at Bellevue in the tech center, but otherwise traffic's been running at pretty good speeds through there and through the bridges. Right now, no delays just yet into downtown, although southbound I-25 is starting to stack up through the Thornton North Glen area. We still have a hit-and-run crash investigation going on at 58th and Sheridan. Weather outlook today looks like it'll stay cool. We'll have these clouds and scattered storms throughout the afternoon and a high of 64. Currently, a few clouds and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk. This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now and give your child a summer at Sylvan and a head start on the fall. See what Sylvan can do for your child this summer. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Let me throw in a couple other names. Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers. I mean, why? Why did that have to happen? And by the way, this country... This country went off the deep end when we got off the gold standard and we started putting fluoride in the water. Hey, homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. According to CNN Money, over 3 million homeowners have ARMs with payments that are going to going up over an average of $400 a month, and with credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress this can cause and how difficult it can be for your family. So don't worry. The mortgage store can help you make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that's proven you can trust them over and over again. Take advantage of a low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get the security of one new low payment. You'll save money every month. Make the right call. We're positive you'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. Call now. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Are you above age 21, nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism? If so, there's still time to see if you qualify for our new blade-free LASIK study now underway at SPIVAC 2020 LASIK, conducted by one of the country's leading LASIK surgeons, Dr. Lawrence Spivak. You must have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, and be willing to complete all pre- and post-operative LASIK office visits. This study will be completed in May, so please call 303-C2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited, so please call SPIVAC 2020 LASIK now at 303-C2020 for more information. That's 303-C2020. All participants will also be eligible for the SPIVAC Lifetime LASIK Commitment. Call 303-C2020.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yes, Billy Joel ushers in this morning's topic at 627.
Come out, Virginia.
27 minutes after 6. And the topic is only the good die guy. How about Kurt Cobain? We left Kurt Cobain out. What about Prince? Elaine Staley. What about Princess Di? Oh, man, I was devastated when Princess Di died. That was terrible. How about, what's her name? Anna Nicole Smith. She died way too young, too.
Only the good die young.
Okay, anybody want to tell me why only the good die young? Or where'd that statement come from if it's not true? 303-713-7600. I'm asking you now to reveal to me God's grand plan as to why people are snatched off the planet before their time. Because I don't have an idea as to why this goes on. Is it because God's cruel? Is that what it is? We don't happen to have that song Heartbreaker, do we? Is that by Gene Pitney? That oldie? That dusty? That dusty? Do we have that? We don't have it. What a drag. See, we can play Heartbreaker by Gene Pitney because God is a heartbreaker. All right, let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. You know, just listening, you were saying you wanted a religious person to call up. And, you know, I'm not very religious, but I study it. And technically, the God that, you know, so-called modern-day Christian, quote-unquote, worship is Yahweh, who is technically a Sumerian storm god of thunder and revenge. You know, I mean, it starts from the beginning. He tests Abraham, trying to get him to sacrifice his son, plays a little game with Satan over Job, you know, seeing if he'll abandon God after he kills his family and so on and so forth. So, I mean, right there in the Bible, it, you know, he's got a very jealous and, I don't know.
So you're saying God is vengeful, angry, and jealous?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, if you look through the Bible, whether you're a religious or not, he just kind of seems to have, you know, very emotional, very dysfunctional kind of guy. You know, he's striking down people left and right. I mean, yes, the Israelites to go into the land of Canaan and essentially commit genocide. You know, so according to the Bible, I mean, it's par for the course. You know, I mean, anybody that, and, you know, in today's day and age, they're talking about John Lennon. Look at Gandhi, Martin Luther King, anybody that speaks up and stands up for the people.
I want to know how. I want to know how it is that Gigi Allen dies at a young age, and that James Dobson seems like he's going to live forever.
Well, you know, that's again par for the course. You know, just according to the Christian Bible, it seems that God is just kind of going to fix them together.
I don't know, man. That's scary. That's not really a good thing. Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right. Drive safe. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Great meeting you a couple of Fridays ago.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got it, man. Sure. You know what? That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you a name, someone who died way too young. Harry Chapin.
Oh, boy, yeah, right. We have a tendency to forget about him.
I remember one of his concerts afterwards. He'd always come up and sign T-shirts, and he gave all the money to charities. But someone said, hey, Mr. Chapin, that was a great concert. He stopped dead in his tracks and said, my dad's Harry, Mr. Chapin. I'm Harry.
Yeah, and you know what? He was a sensitive and a good songwriter and a good singer.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
All right, so why did he have to die so young where all these other folks lived to be like fossils?
I think there's just a lot more good people in the world than there are evil people, and that way it kind of balances it out.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think God's vengeful?
No. He's got a plan for everything.
So his plan is to snatch good folks.
No, there's just a lot more good folks out there than there are bad folks, so you hear more about the good folks dying early.
You know what? That's an interesting point. Do you think the majority of the public believes that the world is inherently good or the world is inherently evil and that there are more good folks than there are evil folks in the world?
I think there's a lot more good folks than there are evil. The evil just gets the news. The good folks still get the news.
Yeah, you know what? You're a good optimistic guy.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, pal.
All right, bye.
Okay, you believe that? People believe that? You believe that? There are more good people in the world than there are bad?
Yeah, I believe that.
And what, the bad people just get the news? They just
the
bad make the
people
news?
Have the money.
Well, okay, but why did Harry Chapin have to die so young and then, like, James Dot? Well, look how old Jerry Falwell lived to be. In his 70s. Now, why did he live and Harry Chapin died? Or Kurt Cobain.
Pat Robertson.
Or how about members of the Ramones?
They died real young.
How about Richie Valens?
Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin.
Yeah. See, these are the problems I would have. If I went in to a synagogue, a mosque, or a church, because I'd have to raise my hand and ask, why do these things go on? Why do these things happen? Explain this to me. I'm marveled by people who have a ton of faith. I really am. 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour. J. Marvin just living life, living death on the installment plan here. Gina.
Good morning.
Okay, this morning's heavy question is.
Oh, gosh.
Don't ask! Why do good people die young and bad people live forever? They live for like an eternity, it seems like.
It seems like that's the perception. I don't know if that's really true.
What is God's plan there? How do you in faith justify that idea?
Well,
that bad people never seem to get theirs and good people seem to keep getting it all the time.
But we kind of talked about this a few weeks ago. It's like, you know, there is accountability. You know, ultimately they will get theirs.
Yeah, like 30 years later.
And you don't know what's going on in their lives, you know.
You think they're tortured inside?
I don't know. No, I think a lot of people don't even have a conscience about it. But you know, we live in a fallen world, and so evil prospers.
Wait a minute. What does we live in a fallen world mean?
Well, if you read the Word of God, that's what it says. This world is a fallen world. It's where the wicked will prosper. So you're not to be surprised about that.
You know what? That's great. Do you read that? Are you supposed to like read that every morning before you get up and go to work so that you're convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that every SOB you work with is going to step on you and get ahead farther and do more than you?
Well,
so there's no point in even getting out of bed if you follow that logic. Well, I'll just stay in the house.
That's not true.
And watch The View all day.
Well, if you read Psalm 37, that pretty much sums it up.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, what is...
No, that's Psalm 23.
What is Psalm 37?
Well, it just talks about not fretting for evildoers because they will be cut down, or they will wither like the green herb. And it talks about not being envious of evildoers in the world because God's got that under control.
You need to go to work at a... You know what it reminds me of? When I would have to sit in on the religious station in Lynchburg, Virginia, same one that Jerry Falwell recorded the Old Time Gospel Hour, and at the top of the hour, you would have to read God's Good News for the hour. And it would be a Bible quote.
What's wrong with that?
This is Pastor J. Marvin. And now it's time for God's Good News of the Hour, brought to you by the Carter and Keene Funeral Home on Riverview Road. Do you think we should start doing that here?
Well, yeah, you're just being silly.
I want to read that one every single morning about how evil is going to prosper.
Yeah,
that's
but the good
scary.
News. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The good news.
And it's negative too.
It's not, because guess what? Read the end of the book. We win.
Yeah, but I can't win. I can't read the end of the book every morning. I have to get up and go to work. Positive affirmations every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's 6:37, 36 minutes after the hour. You know, evil will ultimately triumph because this is a fallen world.
No, I didn't say evil will ultimately triumph. Like I said, read the end of the book. Good wins out in the end.
Yeah, but you got to be dead to find good. And it still doesn't explain to me why it is people die. That are good people. Why they have to be snatched off the planet early. And then, you know, like evil people who are just terrible, like Larry King. How old is Larry King? Let's go to Miami, hello. How old is Larry King? That guy must be 135 years old and he's still alive.
Yeah.
Well, how do you explain
that? 7 marriages later.
How do you explain that? Because marriage was a sin, it obviously didn't hurt him.
Yeah, but, you know, life's a mystery. We don't have all the answers. And everything's still within God's purposes and plan.
Yeah, don't you want the answers?
Yeah, but someday I will have the answer.
Yeah, when you die, what good's that going to do you? I want the answers now.
What keeps Dick Cheney's ticker going?
Yeah, there's another example. Here's a guy who's got a stent and a blood clot problem, and this frickin' guy's going to live to be 150.
But that's your perception.
We haven't confirmed without a doubt that there's definitely a terrorist connection in, I can't remember anymore.
Honestly, Jay, it's not for us to judge.
Everything's up for us to judge.
No, it's not.
Yes. What do you mean you're not supposed to judge? If you can't judge, then how do you, okay, now Gina, we need to talk about
what
this.
What I'm saying is
if it's not up to us to judge, how do you make any judgments about anybody being a good or a bad person? You can't let God make all those decisions, or you would end up at the bottom of Cherry Creek.
You can discern whether someone is evil or not, but what I'm saying is I'm not to pass judgment on that person. That's not up to me. That's up to God to determine the heart of that person.
Okay, so all right. So if you pass judgment, does that make you a sinner?
Yeah, I think we are all sinners,
really,
Dave, but I don't really want to get into this.
I'm in big trouble. Because I pass judgment on all kinds of people.
we're told, not to. Otherwise, if we judge, we will be judged. It's that old reaping and sowing
thing
again.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
There you go. See? You know the word.
Yeah, John just said something. I can't say that on the air, boy. That would just blow up on me big time.
That's not to say that we don't do it. We're all not guilty of it.
Oh no, Niall, really? You're not. Surely you jest when it comes to James. People like James Dobson, who wants to know where my reproductive organ goes and who with. All right. I just don't understand any of this stuff. And I want somebody to unravel it. That's all. That's all
I don't think any human being is going to be able to give you those answers.
That's all I'm asking, Gina. I'm not asking for a miracle. Okay? I'm not asking for a car that gets 125 miles a gallon. I'm just asking to find out why it is this happens.
Okay.
Now, speaking of cars getting miles per gallons, it's not raining. It's relatively dry out right now. Traffic should be okay, right?
Guess what? It's not.
Oh, you do this every morning. You know, you do this to me every morning. All right, I'll take my medicine. Go ahead.
We have a major issue in the tech center. We had a crash northbound I-25 at Bellevue, and we've got several lanes that were blocked there. So you may just want to bail off and avoid the delays, which extend to Arapahoe now. Again, that's northbound 25 at Bellevue. Got a pretty big problem. With the exception of southbound 25 through Adams County, a pretty good ride elsewhere. Eastbound 6 in the Boulder Turnpike are up to speed. No delays on 225 across Aurora. Weather outlook today, cool, increasing clouds, scattered storms, high of 64 currently. Have a few clouds, it's 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hallmark is looking for the number one dancing dad. So get dad off the couch and come check out the daddy of all dance-offs at the Park Meadows Mall.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
More calcium than milk alone, and it's called Nesquik. Bob from Michigan.
Is it Ovaltine?
Oh, Bob, no, I just told you, it's Nesquik.
But Nesquik powder is so chocolatey and delicious.
Yes, and on the box it says, with 25% less sugar. Mary from Winnipeg.
Is it Hershey's?
Wrong again, Mary McWrongly. Let's go to our audience for the answer.
Nesquik!
Now with 25% less sugar than other leading brands.
Mall March, a musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition.
Unbelievable!
And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it. But Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast Digital Voice will revolutionize your home telephone. And Comcast Digital Cable has on-demand, so you watch stuff when you want. Plus, we'll hook up two additional TVs with digital cable at no extra charge for 1 year. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is a cut from the new Bruce Springsteen double CD. Live in Dublin.
Blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too.
Not available yet. But you can hear the whole thing. You can stream it. If you go to am760.net, you can hear the whole double CD. So Springsteen fans, jump on that. I love the boss. 6:44, 44 minutes past the hour. Okay, why do good people die young? What's the plan behind that? Let's go to the phones. We go to Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Vic, answer this question. Why does this happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I do know this. What I was telling John is that, you know, heaven wouldn't be heaven if there weren't good people there. But one of the people I was going to say, there's that rock and roll heaven song. Wanted to see if you could find that. And an actor that always comes to mind when I think of people dying young is River Phoenix. Was a super talented kid that just the fame and fortune, I think, went, you know, it took him out there in a direction that just wasn't healthy.
Yeah, what was he, about 17, 18 years of age, I think?
Well, yeah, so he might have even been a little bit older than
maybe
that.
Maybe 20, 21?
Yeah, it's just sad, though. But, you know, drugs and, you know, that fast.
Okay, but all right, but he dies, and he gets into that whole situation and dies, and yet you got all these evil people that you can point to, and they live into their 80s and 90s.
Maybe they're not going to heaven.
Wait a minute. So what? So their punishment is that they're left on Earth?
Well, yeah, or they're vampires. Who knows? It's just dictania. They get hooked up with some intravenous young blood, and then they live on. Who knows?
Well, I think evil inherits both sides of the aisle because what about Joseph Lieberman?
Exactly. So, you know, another thing I was going to mention is that, you know, I think it has a lot to do with perspective, how we look at life. And, I mean, I personally think life's just a gift. And I tell people when they complain sometimes that there are babies that their first breath they draw on this earth, you know, or out of the womb is worse than we'll ever see in our whole life. And I think if you look at every day like that, at, you know, no matter how many days you get on Earth, it's a blessing, and, you can't really worry about those other people.
Well, you know what? I wish I could. All right, Vic, thanks, man. Drive safe.
You bet. Take care.
See ya. Let's go to Rod in Grand Lake. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, you know, if you assume that there's a God and that God is all powerful.
Well, do we assume that there is one?
Well,
there's got to be something. There has to be something out there.
Something, yeah. And that God is all powerful, and somewhere along the way it says that all people are welcome into the kingdom of heaven. If you're God and you're deciding who's going to come and who's going to go, do you want Jerry to follow to hang out with? I don't think so. You keep him away from you as long as you possibly can. And then you're thinking, well, John Lennon, he'd be kind of a cool guy to hang out with. So you keep all the nasty people away from you as long as you possibly can and take all the cool people with you.
Yeah, but that robs the rest of us. That robs the rest of us, though.
Well, the rest of us are on our own. I don't know. There's no answer. I mean,
yeah, there is no answer. And sometimes don't you ever look at people, and I really don't want to name names. So don't you ever look at people and you say to yourself, God, is that guy still around?
Well, I know. I'll name people like Cheney. Cheney's going to, you know, if you use that theory, he's going to live to be 197 years old. God didn't want to have anything to do with him. Yeah, I know. But maybe it just seems that way because they're so nasty that for every minute they're on Earth, it seems like years. And the good people, they just, you know, it seems like they're just here for a brief second, and all of a sudden they're gone. And it maybe just seems like the really nasty people are sticking around a lot longer because they are so miserable, and it just seems that way. You know, it's like the guy that goes to the doctor and he says he's got, you know, you only got 20 minutes or 2 years to live, but why don't you go marry a CPA? Why? Will that make me live longer? No, it'll just seem longer. You know, who knows?
All right, pal. Good comments.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Okay.
See ya. I like what he had to say. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Do you believe, J. Marvin? Do you believe?
Say hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can write me now. Box X, Del Rio, Texas. I can make the dead walk. I can make the blind see. I can make the deaf hear. Come out, ye foul demons. Remember all that?
Have faith in Jesus.
Yeah, whatever happened to all the radio preachers?
When I lived in Ohio before he moved out here in 79, we had Rex Humbard, who was the father of televangelism out of...
Oh, yeah. I remember Rex Humbard.
And Ernest Angley.
Oh, Ernest Angley talked like this.
I believe in miracles. You will get the word directly.
That's what. Yeah, that's how he used to talk.
Exactly.
And he would wear those really crappy polyester pants and that crappy polyester jacket.
Exactly.
That was like orange or something.
Hey, look, this is a great topic, and that's why I tune into you, because I never know what's going to come up. And for me, the answer to this is real simple. It kind of goes back to a conversation you and I had a couple weeks ago about, are you inner-directed values or are you outer-directed values? And for me, my learning over, you know, I've studied the world's religions for about 30 years now, and for me, I moved from, you know, being raised Catholic, being embedded in probably one of the most restrictive religions that there is, to embracing what I call spirituality, which is seeing the goodness, the godness in myself and everyone and everything. Who's the Tom Hartman? Yeah, Tom
right.
Hartman
yeah.
last week had a beautiful comment. He was talking the day after Falwell died, and he said his experience of spirituality, Tom's was, he was about 6 years old on a porch with his grandpa, and they were sitting there in silence just looking at the fields and the birds and the clouds and everything. And his grandfather leaned over to him and went, Tom, it's all alive.
Boy, see, I need a moment like that, man. Don't you? All right, hang on a second. I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
If I got time, I'm going to come back. So hang on. Hang on okay. The phone zone.
Sure.
Yeah, I miss the days of all the radio preachers. Come out, ye foul demons! And they used to get on the air and talk in tongues. You ever heard anybody talk in tongues? Right? Yeah, I used to love that stuff. 6:52 after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with this big issue. Northbound I-25 had that multi-vehicle crash right near Bellevue in the tech center. Still have several lanes of traffic that are blocked. Big delays behind this all the way to Arapahoe. So stop and go along that stretch. You definitely want to avoid it. Steer clear of northbound I-25 through the tech center. Southbound I-25 has the usual stack, Thornton, North Glen, and we have that motorcycle crash now. It's 65th and Federal. Weather outlook today looks like it'll stay cool. We'll still have some clouds and scattered storms. High of 64. Tonight it'll clear out. Low of 44. Currently few clouds, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
June 4th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition.
Unbelievable!
And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it, but Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast Digital Voice will revolutionize your home telephone. And Comcast Digital Cable has on-demand, so you watch stuff when you want. Plus, we'll hook up two additional TVs with digital cable at no extra charge for 1 year. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM760, a Progressive Talk. And the popular matching down program continues at Rocky's Autos. Bring up to $1,500 and Rocky's will match it, giving you $3,000 to put down on the purchase of your new car, truck, van, or SUV. They've got tons of clean late model vehicles on the lot that have all been safety inspected and have new oil and oil filter. Plus, they've got 07s. They've got over 550 cars, trucks, vehicles at Rocky's, everything you can think of. You got to ride around to see their massive inventory, or you can check it out online at rockysautos.com. And while you're there at rockysautos.com, you can also get pre-qualified. Now, Rockies is open Monday through Saturday until 9 p.m. And this weekend, you can meet Audra, Shaggy, and Officer Odell at the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Rocky's going to have a booth there, so come on by, say hello, and pick up an autographed hat from Shaggy, from Officer Odell, and from Audra. They're great people. That's this weekend, the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. And if you're looking for a place to buy a great vehicle, you got to get it at Rocky's Autos, because that's the place where you save bucks, plus you get great selection and great people to talk to, too. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. It's a fun ride for the world.
Rush's new CD, Snakes and Arrows, in stores now featuring the hit single, Far Cry. See Rush on tour this summer. For more information, go to Rush.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Records.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight thunderstorms, high of 60. Oh, listen to this quote. You know, I could do a whole hour on this quote that somebody sent me. This is from Barb. Barb, you are the best. Okay, check this out. Listen to this. Listen. Jay, quoting House last night. Why does God take all the credit when something goes right, but never has to answer when it goes wrong? Man, I am so tempted to carry that in the next hour. I would love for somebody to answer that question for me. And I'm not trying to be anti-religious. I'm just trying to find out more information. Here's Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I had a major revelation from Gina this morning.
Yeah?
You were talking. I would always wonder why Christians support people like George Bush.
That's a broad brush statement. There are a lot of Christians who don't.
Well, I know, but why so many do? And I'm wondering, she talked about the psalm about how good evil people will prosper. Are some people supporting him just to keep the prophecies?
No, I don't think most Christians support him. I think he has a segment of the ultra evangelical right.
Yeah.
But I think that there are a lot of mainstream religious people who never are talked about and get left out of the equation, and they have a completely differing opinion about things.
I hope we can find ways to give them a voice, because they sure don't have it.
I think they're out there searching for one, and I think that we should pay more attention to them. Bill, thank you, man.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, I was going to ask about Cindy Sheehan next hour, but I am so tempted to jump into this quote. I am so tempted to get into this quote because it's a good one. Barb, you're rocking my world. You know what? A 54-year-old guy saying you're rocking my world, that's not cool. I'm going to go rinse my face with cold water. I'll be right back.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, June 5th through the 7th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Jay
Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nancy Portis. A tuberculosis patient at the center of an international health alert is disputing the CDC this morning. In an interview with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Georgia man says doctors did not try to stop him from traveling abroad, so he left for his wedding and honeymoon. According to the CDC, he may have infected fellow passengers on two transatlantic flights. What's worse, the man has one of the rarest, most deadly forms of the disease called XDR-TB. Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University.
It's a particularly dangerous kind of tuberculosis because, first of all, it's difficult to treat, and second, it seems to progress very, very rapidly.
The CDC is urging health agencies worldwide to make sure passengers on those flights get tested. I'm Nancy Cordes. Now, with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Lake Okeechobee, the backup water supply for millions in South Florida, has never been lower, and it could drop to a new low before the day is out.
I'm Peter King. Growers have cut back their water use by almost half. Lisa Lockridge is with the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association.
We're experiencing a situation that rivals the last severe drought we had back in 2000 and 2001. And crop losses then reached about $100 million.
Agricultural losses are few so far, but tourism has already taken a big hit.
We have a canal that comes up, that wraps kind of around our bar, and that's just totally dry. I mean, totally.
Kim Day at the J&S Fish Camp says boaters can't even get to their cabins, so they've stopped coming.
Members of a bipartisan delegation visiting Cuba say Congress should take a look at the economic embargo that's been in force for 45 years now. Arkansas Democrat Marion Barry says lifting the embargo could help both sides.
This is not about President Bush, and it's not about me. This is about the American people and the Cuban people. We're neighbors, for goodness sake.
In Rome, Pope Benedict gave his blessing to a British couple whose four-year-old daughter was kidnapped earlier this month. The Pope has been following the case and met today with Kate and Jerry McCann.
Very mixed emotions about being here.
Madeline McCann was taken from her family's room at a Portuguese resort while her parents were out to dinner one night. Police in New Zealand blame an unpaid electricity bill for the death of a woman who needed an electric oxygen pump to breathe. The woman's family claims that a government-owned power company turned off her electricity because she didn't pay a $122 bill. A company official says no one knew the woman needed the pump to stay alive.
From our information, the contractor was not told that retaining the electricity supply would be threatening to life.
The lost whales who are wandering in the Sacramento River are just 10 miles from the open sea now. Politico.com says actor and former Senator Fred Thompson will announce his presidential candidacy over the July 4th holiday. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 7 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime, acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That Georgia man, now quarantined in Atlanta with a dangerously drug-resistant form of tuberculosis, will be heading for Denver. The man will be treated at the National Jewish Hospital's famed respiratory center. CDC says there's a very low risk he's contagious, but that strain of TB can be deadly. They're still totaling up the damage after heavy rain and hail pummeled the metro area yesterday. Several people were stranded in flooded intersections when their cars gave out. Some manhole covers were even blown off by the water surge. Denver Fire says they had a hard time keeping up with all the calls.
It was just a multitude of incidents in a short period of time.
It helped to overtax our resources. We put our hold on in effect, but we were able to handle the situation.
4 inches of hail fell near Elitz Gardens, prompting the park to close early. Lightning strikes damaged at least 2 homes in Fort Collins. One caught fire. Coroner's officials say it could be several weeks before they know what led to the collapse and death of a guy taking part in the Boulder Monday. Boulder County Deputy Coroner John Meyer identified the man as Ross Jack Lowe of Littleton. And the company that controls Brazil's leading beef exporter says it's buying the Greeley-based Swift & Company meat packing company in a cash and debt deal worth more than $1.5 billion. Swift is the third largest processor of beef and pork in the United States. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, they finally cleared this wreck northbound 25 at Bellevue, but we still have traffic shaken loose there through the tech center, so watch out for those delays approaching Orchard. That's northbound I-25. Had a motorcycle crash at 65th and Federal. Looks like our biggest problem right now, though, is outside the metro area in the high country. Westbound I-70 traffic stopped at the Eisenhower Tunnel due to a multi-car crash just west of there. So if you were headed that direction, watch out for it. We, of course, had snow falling along the Vail Pass. Chain laws in effect now over that pass as well as over the Loveland. Weather outlook today, cool with increasing clouds and scattered storms and a high of 64. Currently a few clouds, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Rockies fans, catch the action throughout June when the Rockies take on the Reds, Astros, Devil Rays, and the Yankees. And don't forget the fireworks games July 3rd and 4th. Purchase tickets at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout and King Superstores by calling 1-800-388-ROCK or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I don't even know why I said that. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, high of 60. And a couple of housekeeping items here, and then we'll get back to the phones at 303-713-7600. And I want you to not only react to the question I posed the first hour about why do good people die young? What's the idea with about that with God? That and somebody brought up Bobby Darin, too, so I don't want to leave Bobby Darin out of there, but you can think of a ton of people. And then how about this from Barb? Why does God take all the credit when something goes right, but never has an answer when it goes wrong? Anybody care to answer that question? And I'm particularly looking for religious callers. Okay, now a little bit of housekeeping. If you're a Bruce Springsteen fan like I am, Bruce Springsteen's got a brand new double CD out called Live in Dublin. Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band, I believe is what it says. I got to look at the front of the cover. Yeah. And here's the thing. This CD is going to go on sale. This double CD is going to go on sale later in June. But here's the deal. You can listen to the whole CD right now. That's right. You can stream the whole CD simply by going to am760.net. So if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan like I am, you definitely want to check this out. Also, if you want a bumper sticker that says, it's our flag too, AM760, it says J. Marvin and AM760. And Mary has been getting tons of reaction to the sticker she's got on the back of her car. People are honking and agreeing and yelling. Come by here, where we are, in the tech center. Come by off of Bellevue on South Monaco, walk in the front door and ask for one, and you can have one, and it's absolutely free. Okay? All right. Let's get on to this discussion here. One last thing, too. It's now out in the news that Fred Thompson plans to run for the Republican nomination for president in July. Now, all we ever hear from a lot of people who are members of the GOP and a lot of the GOP and a lot of the ultra-right-wing talking heads, the irrational right, is about Hollywood this, Hollywood that, Hollywood this, Hollywood that, Hollywood this. But you know something? Those folks love people who are from Hollywood. Isn't that ironic? Because you can name a ton of actors that have run in the GOP, including the late Sonny Bono. I mean, you can name a ton of them. How does that work? Okay, let's go to the phones, and we go to Kate in Lakewood. Kate, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I got an answer to your question.
Sure.
Because they tell you when everything goes right, you're doing what God tells you to do, and when something goes wrong, you must have done something that you didn't tell anybody about.
Yeah, but God's got to. But God's got to play some responsibility in there somewhere, doesn't he, she, or it?
Well, that's what I said. I heard those words directly from Pat Robertson. I was forced to work on his 1988 presidential campaign.
Wait a minute. Well, how are you forced to work on his presidential campaign?
If me and your mom tells you get in the car, we're going down to the campaign office and help out.
Lord!
I also used to have to answer phones for the 700 Club.
Oh Lord! Are you kidding me?
Nope, I was 16 at the time, and I escaped the Southern Bible Belt. But I still have the brochure of Ty Robertson's presidential campaign. I should copy and fax it to you.
All right, now don't you ever ask yourself, why does God let this guy live?
Well, I had some awful things happen to me, and I was wondering, why did God let this happen? And the reason I went through so much frustration is because I would say it was false expectations. I don't know if it's God, I don't know if it is Ted or Bob or whoever he is, but he doesn't just choose to strike somebody down. The world is just an interrelated set of events, and God is not necessarily in charge if he even exists.
Well, he's not in charge of or whatever God is. If whatever this being is, or this thing is not in charge of interlinked events, then what's he in charge of?
I don't know that if he exists that he's in charge of anything. I mean, maybe he's like, CEO that never goes down for insider training. I'm not sure. But I know that it's not, you don't have bad things happen because you're a bad person. You have bad things happen because life is random and there are scary characters out there and you just hold your head up high and keep going.
Okay, well, boy, worked on the 700 Club, did you?
Yeah. I had a heartbreaking moment, This woman, she's about 86 years old. I worked in the local Houston office where the phones rang through. And she called, and she was just crying. She was like, please, can I talk to Pat? I'm Pat Robertson. I won't bother him for long. And you're not supposed to tell him that's not the real 700 Club. And I finally broke down. I told the lady, I said, look, this is just the donation bank. He's not even here. And she just was... She just kept crying and hung up the phone, and it just disgusted me so much.
Yeah, that's sad when that kind of stuff goes on.
Yeah, but that's the answer to it from the religious side, is that obviously when you do something bad, God will protect you, the devil can get you, so you must have done something bad that you didn't tell anybody about.
All right, Kate, thanks. Drive safe.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's kind of mind-blowing. Here's Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
I got to catch you on something. The irrational right, the fundamentalist Christians, they do, in fact, support Bush in order to bring on the rapture.
But they are not the entire Christian population, and even then, if you look at the last election results of 2006, we picked up 6 to 7% of their vote. They're peeling off.
Yeah, some are more irrational than others, for sure.
But you can't say all anybody does all anything, because that's not true.
Well, I just have I have fundamentalists in my family, so I know where the irrational ones, the ones who believe the world's 6,000 years old, those people,
okay,
I know where they're coming from.
Okay, but not all Christians believe that.
No.
Okay.
We're talking about the far right, the fundamentalists.
The authoritarian evangelicals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they may not even think it consciously, but they know that what Bush is doing is in line with what was prophesied, and their support of Israel and the whole thing. It all ties into Armageddon and the rapture.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
They can't wait for it.
Listen, you're not telling me something I don't know. I've got them in my family, too. But the thing is that I know there are a lot of mainstream Christians out there who don't see that and who don't believe that and who don't support. Because this country is 80 to 85% Christian, yet the polls indicate that this guy's support is down to about 27%. So there's got to be a lot of people out there who are Christian who don't believe. They don't support him.
You know, Jay, I wish the sane Christians would rein in that far right. That.
But how are they going to do? How are they going to do? How are they going to do that?
Education. But
you can't. There's some people, man, you can't talk to, and that's as absurd as saying that Muslims should be responsible for the actions of their people. Now, how are they going to do that? See what I'm saying? You can't go to somebody and say, you will believe as I tell you to believe, and if you don't, I'm going to pull a gun on you, or I'm going to pistol whip you or something. I mean, all you can seek to do is endeavor to try to talk to them, but people who are prone on radical theories about life, government, they have a tendency not to listen, and they also have a tendency to dehumanize other human beings and try to assert moral superiority.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I agree with George Bush on one thing, and that is when he says that our enemy is fundamentalism, and he likes to narrow it down to fundamental Islamism, but it is in fact fundamentalism that is our biggest enemy of all kinds. And it doesn't matter what kind of fundamentalism it is.
Yeah, radicalism. You're right.
Radicalism is the enemy of all kinds, Christian as much as any other kind.
Yeah, you're right, because when things are out of balance, you get into trouble. And you're absolutely, Kevin, you got it, pal, and that's the thing you got to guard against. But, you know, the thing is, you can only do so much, and then after a while, because there are people out there, Kev, that no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard either one of us try on any subject, okay, you're just not going to break through. You're not going to get them.
Yeah. My family, we used to argue all the time on politics. We used to enjoy it on religion, politics. We'd get into it and go on and on. But as soon as things started going bad to where it was easy for me to point out the mistakes and the problems, now we're just not allowed to talk anymore. And it's a bummer.
Well, the country is highly, highly polarized, and it's a shame because I don't know about you, but for me, it makes me extremely uncomfortable. And you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm really sick of it. I just am. Kev, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, one line open at 303-713-7600. Why does God take all the credit when something goes right, but never has an answer when it goes wrong? And also, why do good people die young? And it seems like people who...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. A
other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper,
which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Be all right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-6551 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-6551. 1-800-600-6551.
Altmix Drywall and Parker is fighting the war on drugs. Unfortunately, some get addicted. If you want to know more about drug abuse programs and prevention, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help is just a phone call away. This message courtesy of Altmix Drywall and Parker. They're your professionals, serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For all your new construction and drywall repair needs, call 303-646-6379. That's 303-646-6379.
Looking to fly nonstop from Denver to Oakland? Southwest Airlines can get you there nonstop starting June 17th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you farther on nonstop flights. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Rush's new CD, Snakes and Arrows, in stores now featuring the hit single, Far Cry. See Rush on tour this summer. For more information, go to Rush.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Records.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck. And he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quiet. Cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, Dad Tucker was a fine old man. Washed his face with a frying pan. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. And died with a toothache in his head.
I guess you'd call it folk music, folk and roots music. That's from his new double CD, which is due out later in June, live in Dublin, and you can hear the whole thing if you want to. Go to AM760.net and stream it. We got the whole thing for you. AM760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Psyched, chance of thunderstorms, high today 60. How about a hostile email? We love these. Jay, you're kidding, right? Question mark. I mean, about the statement, why does God take credit for everything that goes right? I get mad at you every time you try and define Christian or Christianity says or defines. You really don't know and should stop talking about it until you really understand what it's all about. I had to email the guy who was on for you because he had mad the stupid quote. Oh, spell checker. He had made the stupid quote that Jesus was killed because he defied the laws. Who was on for me that said that, John? I'm liberal with religious beliefs, and it hurts me when my fellow liberals get it so wrong. Back to your former, have you ever heard a Christian say it was God's will? That term is mostly used in the bad, my friend. I never said that on the air either. Christians, some Christians accept a bad event as a message from God and often
as hard as it might be to turn it into a good omen. I can give you another reason, too. Just remember, most of the bad Christians acknowledge is leading or hoping to lead to a good ending. The ante. Well, you know, one, Deanny, you'll never find out anything in the world unless you ask questions. Two, I do know a little bit about Christianity. I'm married to a Christian. And three, get over yourself. And fourth, write a coherent email next time, please. That was extremely hard to translate. And I assume, Deanny, that English is your first language. Not that I really care. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, a couple quick things. I consider myself spiritual, but not very religious, and I think religious is a big business, and religion is, and that's what ruins it. But my mother-in-law was driving in a snowstorm in Madison, Wisconsin, and she spun out her car, and when I talked to her, she's like, oh, you know, somehow God, you know, helped me and kept me in the road. And I'm like, Janine, God is the one up there with his little finger spinning your car out. You're the one who saved it. And, you know, I think people need to give themselves more credit and give God less credit, because it's people and their attitudes and the things that they choose to do and how they handle it. They're the ones who do this, and they need to tap themselves on the shoulder and say, job well done. And my mother-in-law is the one who recovered the spin, and you can look at the spin any way you want, but, you know, God is the one up there pushing his little finger, go, ah, damn, she saved it, you know?
Well,
you know, you can look at this.
I've always said this question about
anyway.
Well, I've always said this question about divine intervention. Like, do people really believe that God personally intervenes in their lives? Yes, they do. But if that's the case, how can God do that if there's so many people on the planet? How does he keep track of every, or she? How do they keep track of everybody and what they're up to?
Well, and I just think it's important for people to understand that they are, I mean, their lives are them. And when something good happens, you know, when someone does something good, it's because they did it. And they need to give themselves credit. And I think when everyone pawns off all the good things they do to God's intervention, you know, they make themselves smaller and to live underneath that umbrella. And I think they need to step out in the sunshine and say hello. And, you know, that was me. You know, I did that, you know. I just think people need that confidence and that
and that belief in themselves.
Right. And
yeah. I think there's a lot of validity to that, man. I mean, I really do. And a lot of us suffer from self-esteem problems, and I think there's a lot of us out there that, you know, that can identify with that. Nate, thank you, man. Good call.
And the bad stuff that happens, you know, stuff happens.
Well, now, you know what? I don't believe that. Now you sound like Donald Rumsfeld. Well,
you know,
stuff happens.
It just does,
happens.
You know, I mean, you have accidents and things happen.
All right, how about this? All right, how about this? How about this? Look how many Iraqis are dying. What did the Iraqis ever do? Are there going to be people who are going to call up and go, well, it's simple, Jay, they believe in the wrong God? Either people are going to call up and say, well, it's simple, Jay, they deserved it. In other words, why are they? Why are innocent women and children? If God is, and I don't care who your God is, Jesus, Allah, God, whatever. Why is he, she, it, or whatever the situation, why allow that to happen? Now, that sounds like a simplistic question, but I think these are questions that people who have absolute faith and belief, they need to answer those questions. They need to explain to us why any entity that would purport to have human or man or woman-like feelings of love and devotion and all of those things, why would they allow carnage on this scale?
Well, my whole thing is that's basically, you know, I have lots of friends in the military like everybody else, and but that there is unfortunate, and it's
just, well, but that's not, but the military's not to blame for that.
No, I understand. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying it's basically mass murder, and you know, it's just, you know, it was a bad choice, and it was George's, you know. It's General George. That's what I'm calling that idiot. And
but they're also Iraqis killing other Iraqis.
Yeah, but that's the aftermath. Before we went there, that place was a fairly calm and peaceful, you know.
Oh yeah, because they live in a police state.
Well, but it was kind of under control, and it's the U.S. and Britain who went in there and stirred up the pot and made it into a big disaster, and now we've got the whole Middle East kind of going bananas. But you know, that was one small group's very poor choice, and whether they chose that choice on purpose or whether it was by accident, we'll never know. But
so God couldn't intervene and stop that.
Well, obviously not.
Well, then he can't be too powerful.
Well, you know, there's that always thing. Is there a rock too big for him to lift, right?
Well, so, yeah.
Can he make a rock too big to lift?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
So, you know, that goes kind of anywhere. But you know, obviously in this case, you know, it's just a mess. And I believe there are Christians living in Iraq also, so that are getting blown up. And all those men, women, and children...
Well, that goes back to why would Jesus allow that to happen to his own?
Well, maybe it's to teach the rest of us a lesson that, you know, stop spending umpteen gazillion dollars on war stuff and start spending it on our people, you know, and everyone's people. I mean, geez, we're coming into hard times here when we run out of water and the icebergs start melting, and you know, you watch that flick by,
Al Gore.
And that thing is downright scary.
Yeah, what it makes you want to do is it makes you just want to go out in your garage and take the tailpipe. Nate, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, see ya.
Well, it does. You think about all the things that are going on out there. It's like, oh my God, I can't get out of bed in the morning. It's so grim. 303-713-7600-732, 32 minutes after the hour. Yeah, Gina, why don't we do this? Why don't we have like a positive affirmation session in which we list all of the overwhelming, overriding global and world and United States problems that are crowding down upon us every single frickin' day, including super bugs. Did you see that story spreading around? Okay, these are bugs that can't be killed by pesticides. Right?
Yeah.
You got the tuberculosis flyer. You got Iraq. You got global warming. Every day it's something.
Is this a surprise? I mean, this is what's supposed to happen toward the end.
Oh, come on.
I knew you would say that.
You're not going to shop that by me. You are not going, because you know what? I'll make you a bet. You go through the history books, okay? And you know what you'll find? You'll find that every generation got up and had to face something or even numerous amounts of problems and eventually, in some way, shape, or form, either came close or did reverse it. There could be nothing darker in the history of this country than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we got out from underneath that. A lot of people listening don't remember that because they weren't alive. But that was pretty bad. Vietnam was bad.
World War II was bad.
World War II was bad. The Korean War was bad. The Depression was bad. Civil rights struggle was bad. It was tough. But we managed to overcome and turn most of those things around, at least we have a long way to go when it comes to civil rights, but at least we're farther now than we were, say, in 1962. So
that's a blessing, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's a blessing, but it's a better thing. I don't think I would qualify that as a blessing, but I would say that even though we're bringing up all this stuff this morning, I don't for one minute believe that nothing that goes on out there, that we can't fix it, that we can't cure it, and that eventually we'll summons the will to take care of it. It just takes us a while to get there because we're a large, mass, diverse amount of people who have to, at some point, all get on the same page. And one of the things that will help us get on the same page to fix these things is leadership, which we seem to be sadly lacking at this particular moment. you don't want to go along with that now, do you?
We're in disagreement about that a bit, but
oh, come
I can
on.
See why you think that. I'll just give you that.
Now you don't want me to. You don't want me to start in on you. You don't
no.
even want me to go there.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
But you,
like
no,
you are.
You're right. You're entitled to your opinion, but not your own set of facts.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
That sounds like something right off of MSNBC.
Really?
Where did that come from? Keith Olbermann?
No, actually, do you want to know where it came from? No, I'll tell you exactly where it came from.
I know it's a famous quote from somebody.
Yeah, Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Okay.
Well, you have a problem with him? I'll make you a $1,000 bet. You don't even know his voting record.
But it works the opposite way, too. I could say the same thing to you.
Oh, no. You know what? That's fine. You could say the same thing to me, but if we had a throwdown and started to compare facts, I have a strange suspicion I probably have more than you do.
Okay. I don't want to have a throwdown with you this morning, Jay.
I know, because you know I'll win. Right?
No.
Hey, best bumper sticker I've ever seen. You ready for this?
What?
On a guy's car a couple of days ago. And I want one of these really bad. I never thought I would miss Richard Nixon. What's the traffic look like?
Okay. Well, traffic is stopped westbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel, if you want to talk about bad things going on in the world. Multiple accident there west of the tunnel, and so not a good spot right now. If you're headed up into the high country, we had snow amazingly falling, definitely over the Vail Pass, the Loveland Pass. We've got chain laws in effect, both of those spots. The city traffic doing a little bit better, but it's been problematic this morning. We still have sluggish traffic along northbound I-25 through the tech center from an earlier wreck that's been cleared. We have a collision as well on U.S. 85 at 56th. Weather outlook today, cool, cloudy with scattered storms and a high of 64. Currently, it's overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Learn how to make your yard stand out. Speak to the Home Depot Certified Nursery Consultants and find easy-to-grow Vigoro flowers. And look for the freshest plants from local growers every week. For all your gardening needs, at the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help.
Did you know you can listen to AM760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhoads looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Someday the TV room and the playroom and the home office and the family room won't all be the same room. But why wait for someday? Open a Wells Fargo home equity account today and you'll get our free home improvement kit. You'll find lots of great money-saving ideas and get access to our special home improvement website. Seize yours someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk to Wells Fargo about a home equity account today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender. Offer good while supplies last.
This Friday and Saturday only, Gebhardt Automotive in Boulder is holding a giant two-day pre-owned tent sale at the Gebhardt Volkswagen Store. With over 100 clean late-model vehicles to choose from and prices as low as $39.95, now's your chance to get out of your current car and into a Gebhardt pre-owned. Audis, BMWs, Jeeps, Minis, Nissans, Porsches, Saabs, Toyotas, Subarus, and more. Priced thousands under Kelley Blue Book. Bad credit, no problem. All credit applications will be accepted. This Friday and Saturday only at Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder. Preview the entire inventory at GEB Auto. Timeshare.com.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice. Yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for
a 20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 60. Don't forget, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, go to AM760.net. You can stream Bruce Springsteen's new double CD live in Dublin. It's great. And it's going to be released later this summer, sometime probably in June or July. But you can hear it right now by going to AM760.net, and it's great. All right, we're talking about religion. We've been talking about God and about why good people die young and why God allows that, or why this stuff happens and God doesn't do anything. And then I ask about, like, all of the deaths in Iraq, for instance, and all the cruelty that goes on around the world. And then Barb sent this quote in: why does God take all the credit when something goes right but never has the answer when it goes wrong? So 303-713-7600, and let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Reverend Hawkeye Wham talking at you out there in Radio Land. This is a blast from the KBPI past. There's a guy that died young, too.
Oh, yeah. What are, you know, disc jockeys?
Even B. Anahawk died early.
Sure. Disc jockeys are notorious for dying young and broke.
Yep. Alan Freed.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, Hawkeye Wham was so funny. Check this one out. It's not because you bought that 72 Vega and it's broke down on the highway and you're kicking the tires, you're mad at God. It wasn't God that made you buy that Vega. Say, how you doing?
You know what? You got a problem. You know what the problem is? It's good the first time, and it's good when the original person does it, but when it's imitated, it sucks. Okay, stick to the topic.
Okay,
thank
now,
you.
When it comes down to the house reference from the show last night, he stood there in total amazement, and there was no way that he was going to accept that there was a religious act that probably happened. And I could just tell people, real simply, it's just be spiritual and not really so much religious, because, after all, I mean, look at all the years that have gone by, and you look at all the religious fanatics, and everything that comes down the pipeline there, they blame God, or they blame Allah, or whoever. And the other side says,
Don't they traditionally blame the devil?
Well, some people, I don't know. I guess, you know, I talk to a lot of people, Jay, and I think that...
Like Satan? You've got Satan in your heart.
Well, some people are starting to blame religion, you know, for their mishaps. And I just got an opinion on it, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I think God's like a referee on the sidelines with duct tape on his mouth and his hands are tied, and you can't control the game. I think we're all just put here to fend for ourselves, and the ones that do good, I don't know if you get rewarded or not, and like what you said earlier about the bad guys. I mean, we got criminals out the wazoo that can live in jail till they're 100 years old, and you always come back to that question, why? You got good people out there like Lennon. And the tape that I'm about, that I sent you yesterday, the sensational Alex Harvey band. There's another guy that died young. You know, you take these people away. Waylon Jennings was just awesome. I loved Waylon Jennings.
How about Otis Redding?
Otis Redding. I mean, let's even go back and dip into Buffy from, what's-his-name's show there, The Family Affair. I mean, she wasn't even an adult when she committed suicide.
Oh, that little kid. What was her name?
Her name was Buffy.
Yeah, but what was her real name? I can't remember her real name. I used to know it.
Just remember the Whitaker kid, the brother, Jody. But, I mean, look at Karen Carpenter, one of the most magnificent voices in the music industry. Just superb.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I mean, she had a pure voice. She probably didn't like her tunes, but, you know, I'm just saying, all these people that, you know, they check out early, and you just go, what is, you know, why? Why? But I just really think that maybe we're just set here to do our thing.
Okay, but if God doesn't have any role, then why do we count on him, her, it so much, and why do we need God if God has no role?
Well, it's like in fifth grade when I was about ready to go into the principal's office and get the paddle, and I was in for a beating of my life, and I'm sitting there on the bench going, oh, my God, oh, please, please, please. And I didn't get paddled. Now, you know, was the principal a nice guy that day, or did God actually come down and smack him upside the back of the head and say, hey, don't hit him today? I don't know. People are with the crazy minds and the wonderful minds out there, they really confuse a lot of things, I think.
All right, let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in the idea of miracles?
Okay. I think. I mean, I'm
you ever, not. You ever had one happen to you?
No. No, not that I can think of.
No,
to
me
be
neither.
Very honest. No, I don't think so.
No, me neither.
Some people will really come out and say, like the lady in the snowstorm, you know, God did not take that car and go, whee! You know, she got lucky because she used her brain. Now, there is a famous saying in the Bible, and it says, God helps those who help themselves. So if you're determined in your mind to honestly try and do good, to get ahead, to help people, to get out of a jam, whatever that is, and you think the proper way, and you do the proper things, I think that's probably what it comes down to. And the rest is just guesswork, I guess. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm just thinking about what you're saying, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I think there's certainly people out there who feel that way. I'm not sure it answers questions, but it does make sense.
Well, I'll leave you with one little tidbit here. For these people that do honestly believe in God, and I do, but I'm not as crazy as these wackadoos like Bush and all those people, but I'll tell you one thing. God's got the biggest boot on the planet. And when these guys go up for the judgment day, oh, boy. Let's find out about Falwell and Swaggart and Robertson and all these guys that steal money from people, like that lady said she was doing the phone service for him. That is about as crooked as it gets. So when God says it's your day, you better be prepared because, like I said, he's got the biggest boot of all.
Well, sad thing about that is you got to wait for somebody to take a dirt nap to get paid off.
This is
Doug,
true.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
See ya. Russ Littleton, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. It's
sure.
Russ Littleton.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to ring in on kind of the atheist viewpoint of the whole conversation, which is, you know, I think most atheists feel like, you know, when people ask these kind of questions, why did God allow this to happen, or, you know, the devil made me do it, or, you know, God saved me, and that kind of thing. I think most atheists think that's pretty much a cop-out, that, you know, the reality is that it's all us. It's all every, you know, person on the planet, and we make our own reality. And until, you know, the people individually and as a group come to that realization and take responsibility for their actions, you know, it's just really not going to change. It's not going to help. I mean, pushing it off on some nebulous, oh, it's God's will or the devil made me do it, you know, is a way of not taking responsibility.
I never thought that was an a satisfactory explanation when somebody would tell me,
yeah,
well, you know, that's God's will. That's what God wants to happen.
Well, part of the thing that's going on here is it has to do with what's known as anthropomorphic delusion. Mankind, for instance, is an incredibly well-adapted pattern recognition machine. We see patterns in virtually everything. Even when there aren't any patterns to see, we'll actually make them up. For instance, the constellations are a great example of that. You know, the Western Europeans see one set of constellations or figures in the stars, and the Chinese looked at the very same stars and saw a completely different set of patterns. And the truth of the matter is there is no pattern. And so when people go, why, oh, why does God do this? Why does this happen? It's because that pattern recognition part of our brain that's hardwired into us from early evolution refuses to accept that things just happen. There is no explanation. It's a random event.
You know what gets me? What gets me is there's God, there's Jesus, who many believe is God. There's Allah. Who's to say whose God is right?
Oh, I'm with you on that. You love it. There's an old Todd Rundgren song. I don't know if it's Todd Rundgren or if it's Utopia, but it was called "Will the Real God Please Stand Up?" And you get a kick out of that song, Jay.
I'll definitely have to check it out. Russ, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. Have a good day. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Maybe we should ask that next hour. Like, whose God is right? All right, let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Mostly just a lot of slow pockets now around the metro area. Usual stack southbound 225 through the DTC, Parker toward I-25. Southbound 25, of course, through Thornton and North Glen. And we're also seeing eastbound 6th and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike start to get very heavy now from Sheridan toward I-25. Biggest issue is still westbound I-70 in the high country. We have traffic virtually at a standstill there at the Eisenhower Tunnel due to a multi-car crash. Weather outlook today, expect cool and cloudy conditions with more rain showers by this afternoon, high of 64. Tonight we'll get some clearing, patchy fog, low of 44, and currently it's overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Special agent.
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no
secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com.
Taking omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're an investor with at least $500,000 in investments, there are 8 common mistakes that could be costing you big money. Actually, not paying attention to this commercial would make it 9. Through his experience as a Forbes magazine columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments, Ken Fisher has identified 8 costly mistakes affluent investors make. The good news is, they're mistakes that can be avoided with the right information. Information that's now available to you in his free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-500-3305, and it provides valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of 8 common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It is He, Christ, who is born today.
At it. She knows. Right? All right. Why don't you pick this particular one out, John? Why can't you just, like, wait, it's the only one we have? Well, that's, you know, that's, I guess that's, okay. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour. I didn't mean to, we're not making light of anything here. I don't know why you picked that. All right, enough. I really do not like Karen Carpenter. And I don't want to have to say anything rude about her. She's not here. So stop! Stop! Okay, enough. All right, here's an email from Pat. This one will cause an uproar, but I'm going to read it anyway. Jay, if people believe that when someone dies, it's God's will, if people live through a disaster, they also think that it's God's will. Therefore, why, when 9/11 happened, why wasn't it God's will? People died and people lived through it. Those same people with those beliefs, all they wanted to do was avenge the attack. Why didn't they accept it as God's will? Can't answer that, Pat, but I got to tell you something. I don't subscribe to the theory that it's God's will, and I wanted to avenge the attack, and I'm glad we went to Afghanistan. I'm just sorry that we never finished the job. Okay, back on the phones. Let's go to Trent in Castle Rock. Trent, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
You got 1 minute, man. Take it.
Okay, here we go. You know, thanks for talking about this subject, by the way. Normally when you confront people's beliefs about God or lack thereof, you either get people not want to comment on it, they get angry, they stop thinking, or they stop applying rational or critical thinking to the issue. An example is, I think a lot of people believe that if you pray, you can cure illness. The question is, why doesn't God cure amputees? There's no evidence whatsoever God has ever cured an amputee.
And That's a really interesting point. Let me ask you something. I got to do some news and some stuff. Can you hang on?
I got to go.
Ah, damn. All right, call me again, would you please?
I sure will.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Boy, that was a great call. All right, we'll continue.
She's a human rights attorney and also the wife of British Prime Minister Tony Blair. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Sherry Booth June 4th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, June 5th through the 7th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area. And space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Federal health officials say a tuberculosis patient, the first person the government has quarantined in more than 40 years, is getting the best possible care. CBS's Pete Combs has the latest.
The unidentified man is under guard at Atlanta's Grady Hospital, where Dr. Henry Blumberg says the staff has a lot of experience with tuberculosis.
We care for about 20 to 25% of all the TB cases in the state of Georgia.
But this is extremely drug-resistant TB. At Emory University Hospital's Michael Leonard says,
if we start seeing XDR TB pop up with the current drugs we have available now, honestly, there would not be a whole lot we can do.
Pete Combs, CBS News.
The man allegedly ignored warnings not to leave the country. CBS's Nancy Cordes has his take on what happened.
He did an interview in today's Atlanta Journal-Constitution in which he disputes the CDC's claim that he was ordered not to fly. He says he talked to his doctors about it beforehand. They said they preferred him not to get on a plane, but never flat out told him, don't do it.
Officials want passengers and flight crews who may have been in contact with the man to get checked out. Spokeswoman Daniela Hupakova says Czech Airlines personnel have done that.
The members of the flight crew have already undergone a medical checkup. Relying on the information I have right now, the crew members are all right.
He's ready to run for the White House. Former Republican Senator and current Law and Order co-star Fred Thompson.
One thing Senator Thompson is going to bring to the party is key backers of President Reagan, the first President Bush, and this President Bush. So you're going to have a Republican dynasty, basically, lining up behind him.
Mike Allen with Politico.com says Thompson will make it official over the July 4th period. In Rome, Pope Benedict has met with the parents of Madeleine McCann and blessed a snapshot of the 4-year-old British girl who was kidnapped in Portugal earlier this month.
It's very emotional, but it's also a very positive experience, really. It's been very important to us, and that photograph will stay with me now.
Kate McCann and her husband, Jerry, left the girl alone in their hotel room to go to dinner. She was gone when they came back. Jury selection begins today in Jackson, Mississippi, for a cold case from the civil rights era. Reputed Ku Klux Klansman James Seal is charged with kidnapping and conspiracy in the 1964 murders of two black teenagers. Thomas Moore's brother, Charles, was one of the victims.
We feel very good about the case. Keep on trying. Don't give up.
Charles Moore and the second teenager were beaten, tied to an engine block, and dropped, still alive, into the Mississippi River. The humpback whales, who strayed 90 miles up the Sacramento River, seem to be heading home. They're just about 10 miles from the open sea beyond the Golden Gate Bridge. Whale lovers are rooting them on.
I want them to make it. I want the baby to make it. I want them to survive.
I'm just so happy they're doing okay.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 37 points. NASDAQ is down 9. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Bonnie.
Bonnie, my car is locked and my house is locked and I'm standing out here in my bathrobe.
Okay, well, let's see how quickly we can get you back in there. Do you know your 4-digit PIN number?
911.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
Are you okay? Is there anywhere that you can get inside?
I'm in Arkansas, so it's not quite so cold.
Nobody's staring at the window at you?
No.
There we go. You should be able to get those keys that run back in the house.
I am in the car. This is the most wonderful service.
If we can rescue you off the front lawn in your bunny slippers, we're all about that.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles and covers unlimited use of all safety and security services. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Residents of the Denver metro area and along the Front Range pummeled by hail and rain yesterday get a chance to assess the damage today. That storm hit fast and hard, and a lot of folks were caught off guard. Denver Fire says they were pretty busy.
We had some water rescues, parties trapped in vehicles. Parties who tried to drive through intersections with too much water flooded their vehicles.
The Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association says total damage from the rain and hail may not be known for a couple of days. A man accused of being the getaway driver in the 1984 machine gun slaying of Denver radio talk show host Alan Berg has died. Prison officials say 68-year-old David Lane apparently died of natural causes at a federal pen in Indiana. And Aurora police say a man shot in his own home by a suspected burglar is expected to be okay thanks to his cell phone. Seems a teenage punk entered the guy's home to burgle the place, was confronted by the wheelchair-bound victim, fired a bullet. It struck the mobile phone the guy was holding before it struck his body. He's been taken to the hospital and released. Two suspects have been arrested. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've had a lot of problems this morning. The latest one here in town, southbound I-25, center lane stall just north of 58. So that is adding to your delays getting into the downtown area. Also have a two-car crash on the ramp from Santa Fe to northbound I-25 and a wreck on U.S. 85 at 56th. If you're headed up into the high country, that problem's cleared up for the most part. Westbound I-70 just west of the tunnel, but traffic's still extremely heavy through there. Weather outlook today, be cool, cloudy with scattered storms and a high of 64 tonight. We'll see the skies clear out, get some patchy fog going down to 44. Currently it's overcast and 45. I'm Tina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Grab your season pass to Elitch Gardens for as low as $54.99. You save $20. Your Elitch Gardens season pass is now available at King Supers or ElitchGardens.com. Hurry, offer ends June 17th. Elitch Gardens, where summer comes alive.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after eight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today. Going to be 60. And we started this conversation out at 6:30 this morning, really. And it's been going strong ever since then. So I want to give all of you plenty of a chance to get in on this. And we're basically talking about God here and just all kinds of aspects of it. Here's one from William in Boulder. I believe in God. I was working in a theater when I fell through a trap door. It was about 20 feet down, and I was headed head first. Whoa. I said, oh, God, please help me. Then I hit the floor on my back. I shattered my L3. That would be your, I think, his what now? Yes, vertebrae. To dust and wasn't dead or paralyzed as I should have been. This happened in no more than a second. I feel he helped me survive. Okay, now that was the last thing I asked before we went to the news about this idea. If you believe in miracles and has one ever happened to you, I've never had one happen to me. And I've said this on the air many times. I mean, I waver back and forth between believing that there is a God, believing that there's a God out there, and then sometimes not believing that there's one, and having trouble finding that God. By the way, if you like Bruce Springsteen, he's got a brand new double CD out called Live in Dublin. Bruce Springsteen. You can hear the whole thing at am760.net. You can stream it before and listen to it before it's ever released and see what you think about it. And maybe you might want to stream it today, because it might get on the air tomorrow and ask you to vote on whether you like it or you don't, because it's unusual for Bruce Springsteen. And we'll try to play a little bit of it more. We've been playing bits of it all morning, and we'll try to play a little bit more coming up. By the way, if you want one of our new bumper stickers that says it's our flag too, all you got to do is come by here. We're on South Monaco, right off Bellevue, right off I-25. Walk in the front door, ask for one, and we'll definitely give you one. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Bill in Northland. Bill, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Bill.
Been listening to you for a long time, since you first came to town and you were on the big station late at night.
Oh, yeah.
I told the screener I'm not a Bible thumper, but, you know, I do read the Bible, and if you look at the Old Testament, that's when God tried to control people. And he gave it up to his only son. He sent his only son to come down and basically die for us.
Yeah, but that doesn't answer any of those questions. If he sent his only son, and I'm not trying to pick apart Christianity, but if he sent his only son to die for us, okay, what was accomplished by that?
He died for our sins.
Okay.
In other words, he gave us a chance to then turn around and pray through Jesus to God. No man has ever seen God.
Okay, but wait a minute.
You only see God.
Hold it a second.
Okay.
Hold it a second.
All right.
How does that help, like, a 10-year-old kid in Iraq who gets killed? Why does that happen?
It wasn't that child that caused that, but it was man.
Well, what? God can't. Jesus can't intercede and do anything about that? If Jesus can't do anything about that, if Jesus can't prevent the suffering of the poor, the vulnerable, and the innocent, then what good would it be?
He also does not protect the rich, if you notice that.
Well, I don't care about the rich. I'm asking about children. I mean, in other words, what good is he if he can't do that?
Well, and as the Bible reads, at times God will call someone home.
But that's not an answer.
That's not an answer?
No, that's just a slogan. That's not an answer.
Well,
hold on a second. I want you to answer mine first. What good is Jesus? What good is God? What good is Allah? What good is whatever, whoever you label your God as being? What good is that God if that God can't protect an innocent 10-year-old child?
Well, I don't know any better than you do. Like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper, but I would.
Well, then how can you make?
God would take that innocent child and put them on a new route into heaven.
Oh, that's a reward. If you're like 10 years old and you die, that's a reward, isn't it? So every reward is like off in the future someplace.
But you got to understand that God didn't cause that war either.
Well, I'm not saying he did, but I'm asking you why in the world he can't. I'm not saying that, but I'm going to go back to what I originally said, which is what good is any God if that God cannot protect nor help the innocent, the vulnerable, or the poor? And how about children who, for instance, get caught up in bombings or shootings and they don't die, but they lay there in the hospital and suffer? What kind of God would allow a child to suffer?
I really can't answer that because I'm not.
Well, don't you ever ask yourself those questions?
I do, and I reflect on them quite regularly here lately. You know.
Well, I mean, if you ask yourself those questions, what answers do you get?
Well, when it's downright, I mean, are you looking at creation, or you're looking at, I I believe in creation. I don't believe all this stuff fell together and we're all here and we got arms, legs, eyeballs, and a mind.
Also, you don't believe in evolution?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
so science is wrong then?
There's just as much evidence for evolution as there is for creation.
Really?
And the,
what?
And there's
really?
Much,
what? Really? What? What? You know?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, but you haven't answered my question. And now I'm going to have. Now what I'm going to do if I start getting into this with you is now we're going to go off on some sidebar. And I don't want to go off
on some sidebar.
No, I don't either. So I want to go back to what I said originally. You got a 10-year-old kid. The kid's laying in a hospital. The conditions are poor. The kid is suffering. Okay? The child is feeling pain. What harm has that child done to the world? And why would God, any God, I don't care, it could be Jesus, it could be God, it could be Allah, it could be whoever you believe your God is, why would God allow that child to suffer? And then the answer you give me is, well, I really don't know. Well, then, or how about the Jessica Lunsford case? But if you can't give me an answer, how can you believe in something that you can't answer?
Jay, you know, I can't answer for God.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking you to answer for Bill.
For me, I feel lousy about it.
Well, no, don't you ever question how God could allow that to happen?
Let me tell you.
Answer the question. Don't you feel bad that
yes,
God would...
I do.
Okay, don't you question that God would allow that to happen?
I can't.
Well, what do you mean you can't question?
God.
You can't think? You can't question? Sure you can.
Well,
you're a reasoning human being.
God has never related to me and never talked to me, never told me.
Well, if you've never talked to you and he's never told you and you've never heard from him and you don't have an answer for that, doesn't that make you step back and wonder if it's really real?
Well, yes, I do. But at the same time, let me tell you a little bit more. You might remember me, you may not. This happens to be Bill. I happen to be a blind guy. Now, I could walk around and say, you know, God did this to me. God is persecuting me. I don't do that. For some reason, it happened.
Well, okay, but what am I supposed to make out of that?
What are you supposed to make out of that? Because there's a lot of us, a lot of people. Look at you and your operation, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think God steers that in a way.
No, God didn't steer that. Dr. Michael Snyder steered that.
God probably steered your doctor.
I don't have any evidence of that. Could you give me some proof?
Didn't you have any doubts when you went into the operating room?
Nope.
Yeah, no doubts. Well,
nope.
That's good. I've been in an operating room. I've had my doubts, and I guess I did pray.
I figured whatever happened is going to happen.
That's true.
But you still, in the whole time we've had this conversation, you still haven't answered my
question. I'll answer it. I said, you know, I don't understand.
Well, then doesn't that lead you? Wouldn't that lead you to question your own beliefs?
Get mad at my God and say, you know,
no,
you know, this is it.
No, but wouldn't it lead you to question your own beliefs?
No, because look at what's going on in the world today.
Well, what about it?
What do you believe in these turkeys that are running this country?
I believe in the institutions of this country, but I do not believe in that the current leadership is on the right course and are the best qualified people that we could have put in charge, and I believe that they have some moral problems, but I don't know how that equates with God.
Well, I mean, that's
and if it does
asking.
And if it does equate with God, then it's further proof that God really basically doesn't give a damn. Well, why would he let this happen?
He doesn't give a damn. If you know,
we're not one nation. Then are we one nation under God? And if so, where's God?
Where is God? I do believe he's up there, and I do believe he watches over us. I didn't believe in the war that we're in right now. Those people have fought for thousands of years, and we are not going to make any difference.
I know, but that's off the subject. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But you know what? I appreciate your effort, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, and call me again sometime.
I will, Jay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, here's an email. Hi, Jay. My husband was cured of alcoholism and back injury overnight. Christ came to him and cast out those demons. We were not into that kind of Christianity, and we were not seeking that kind of healing. We were just praying for some answers. The miracle in our life saved our marriage, and quite possibly my husband's life. My view about evolution is that God did create it. All who cares, created it all. Who cares how long it took him? Well, I don't... See, I have a really hard time buying that idea, too. That God... That God cast out those demons?
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart the Musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Following is a paid advertisement. Trip includes hotel accommodations and show tickets only.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and I just saw the latest Bond movie, and I can tell you, the film was incredible. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take a couple of moments and talk to a former James Bond babe? She's on the phone right now. She starred in Charlie's Angels and that 70s show, and from the Bond movie, A View to Kill, it's Miss Tanya Roberts. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about, Jay, is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we just completed an unbelievably gorgeous resort in Vegas, Tahiti Village.
Oh, wow. Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs, and the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer, a special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM 760.
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary 3-day, 2-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas's hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again, can you, one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW, that's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Two
two-thirds of Americans say there are circumstances in which a patient should be allowed to die. Ironic, that survey comes out when Jack Kevorkian, the doctor, going to be released from prison on Friday. We'll talk about the latest state to push physician-assisted suicide. An Alaska economist says damage from global warming could cost the state $10 billion. We'll have the details. We'll have your calls and have the latest news on The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay. Email. I believe in miracles, especially Smokey Robinson. Slight chance of thunderstorms at a high today of 60. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. We've been talking about religion all morning. And I just couldn't get on the air another day and gripe about Bush and about Iraq and about everything else, even though I am concerned about it. Sometimes you got to talk about other things. And I find this topic to be extremely fascinating. Because I never get any of these questions answered by anybody. Let's go to Julie in Irvine, California. Unbelievable. Julie, are you streaming us on the internet?
I am.
Do you know?
I'm here on a business trip. I'm usually Julie from Longmont. I'm on a business trip, so I thought I'd call you from your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, I can remember when that area that you're in right now was the Irvine Ranch, and there was nothing there.
Really, because now it's all big buildings, and it looks like, you know, Taco Bell headquarters across the street, and it's all highway, and, you know, luckily it's nice and small, and everything I'm doing is, like, right around the airport, so it's, you know, easy to get around and everything else. But I thought, I got to call him, and then when I turned on the computer and I heard and it's like, I hope I can fit into one of his conversations.
Well, sure, you can fit into one of my conversations. You can fit in any time. All right, what do you think?
I mean, as far as topic-wise, you know, would I have something to say? And it's like, well, yeah, I think I can weigh in on this one, too. You know, as far as the religion or the belief system, it's like I grew up Catholic, and I've, you know, as I got out of that, you know, having to go to church every day because it was just a family thing, I've now become a recovering Catholic, which means I don't practice that anymore. But at least what I carry with me is, you know, and it's like, oh, man, some of the questions you were asking, that I think the previous blind gentleman, I didn't hear his name. Just like, I don't know what I'd be able to answer.
Yeah, that was Bob.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd be able to answer some of those questions either. But, I mean, I have to keep it so simple in order to have some sort of belief, and it's more spiritual than it is religious. And what I hate is when people go around and say, well, why did God do that? Why did... God called them home.
Yeah, but don't you ever wonder that stuff? Like, for instance, by the way, the caller's name was Bill, but... Like, okay. The girls killed in the Amish school. Why did God let that happen?
Right, because I don't think God had anything to do with it. I think if you're going to believe that there's a God, you also have to believe. You don't have to. I mean, this is how I have to process it to try to make it make sense. But there's also, like, the opposite side of that. There's something out there. There's some evil thing out there as well. And bad things happen so that people will question. People will say, well, there must not be a God if this thing happened. And that means the bad guy wins. You know, if you start to go that way, if you start to believe, you know, that there, you know, that's what that, I know it sounds stupid and it sounds really trite, but I mean, it's just, that's how I make it make sense. It's like, well, I'm pretty much a heathen these days, and I just have, you know, this really basic thing that I believe in, but it's like bad things happen because sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes people make decisions. People, you know, I mean, the decisions that they made all throughout their life.
But that's kind of a Donald Rumsfeld answer.
Oh, God, please. Oh, no, what an insult.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but I mean, that's, you know, like when they ask him about looting, well, things happen. What do you mean things happen, Donald?
But in that case, people made a choice, and that's another thing that's part of religion. Again, I don't have it all finely meshed. And, you know, this is just how I'm able to sometimes cope. But, I mean, I've had a lot of crummy things happen in my life, too. But there's also that thing I remember from my Catholic upbringing, and that was one of the things they did stress in our teaching, was that, you know, God also gave us free will. We have a choice to make. We have a choice to do something right or something wrong. And the people that choose to do wrong things or bad things, you know, made a choice. And maybe they were influenced by other bad things around them. But, you know, the reason why innocents get hurt is because some bozo, some idiot, made a choice to do something bad, and innocent people got hurt. And then what I do with that, what I try to do to process it, it's like, well, what can we get out of it? What can we learn from this so that it doesn't happen again? And then I, you know, to blow this up into a bigger perspective, it's like, you know, we compare what's going on in Iraq to Vietnam, and it's like, we should have learned from that. We have a wall in Washington to remind people.
Well, no, not if you went through school.
Not up here, this administration.
Well, no, not if you went through school and didn't pay attention to history.
Yeah, because.
Well, if you don't, because people who don't pay attention to history are then bound to repeat it.
Exactly, and you know, and we know how much George Bush went to school. So,
well, I don't know. See, I'm at, but you know, I mean, like all those people who are around him too. It's like
exactly. All
those folks just don't seem to, you know, they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand.
Making
choices only go so far, because then, if you believe that God has nothing to do with it, then what? It's like I said to Bill. I mean, what good is God? And then we also get into this, which I don't understand. No, I understand it, but I don't like it. Then we get into, like, a throwdown contest about whose God is better. And if you take that throwdown contest to an extreme, then you have what you have in the Middle East, for instance, where people are killing each other over whose God and whose prophet knows more than the other ones does, and whose prophet is more relevant, and whose prophet is more right.
And what would really make smoke come out of their ears is if you said, you know what? It's all the same God. You just call him by a different name. We have a lot of the same basic beliefs, and we don't go into the let's kill the infidels, you know, to go get the virgins. But, I mean, it's like we believe that there's somebody higher up. We believe that he's there to be, you know, this and that. And it's like it's the same God, Buddha and Muhammad and Jesus and Christ and God. You know, they're all the same thing, being, whatever, entity. We, you know, everybody, like your person who called earlier, said you have to have patterns, and, you know, that's what the human condition is. And it's like, you know, we all have to have this belief that there's something out there because we can't believe we created this mess all by ourselves.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe what this is just one gigantic justification and one way to explain away why things happen that are unexplainable.
Yeah, but I've had, you know, and to your point, to your question about the miracles thing, you know, I mean, I'm also a believer that miracles don't have to be, you know, like you rose somebody from the dead. I mean, I think miracles happen every day. And to your point earlier, you know, if people aren't awake and if they aren't aware, you miss them. You don't see them. They're, you know, they could be little tiny things. And, you know, I've had a few things happen in my life that made me go, whoa, you know.
Okay, I want a miracle. When am I going to get my miracle?
It depends on what you want. And it might be something, you know,
I can't say.
I know. Well, you can't say it. No.
I can't say.
You're not getting a new Corvette. That's not a miracle.
No,
that's
I'm not
financial.
Asking. I'm not asking for a new Corvette, but it's something more substantial than that, but I can't voice that out loud. All right, Julie, I got to get traffic. I love you, and I'm glad you called me from the road, and be safe, and we'll talk to you when you're back.
Okay, well, I'll tell Orange County you said hi.
Oh, please do. Okay. See you later.
Take care.
All right. Well, she's the best. Okay, it's 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. And I won't get into it with you, Gina. But I want to ask you, have you ever had a miracle happen to you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? Now you got to explain what it is.
No, I don't want to.
Oh,
I don't want to go
now
there.
Now you can't say to the audience, you can't say to people, oh, yes, I have, and then you say, no, I don't want to tell you. That's not fair.
Yeah, because you'll slam me.
No, I won't. You know, you know what? You confuse discussion with personal criticism. Now, if I wanted to personally criticize you, I could do that, but I don't think there's much to criticize.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I would just say that my life's a miracle. The fact that I'm sitting here and, you know, so many things have happened to me. But like, just like your last caller, I mean, I've had so many bad things happen to me in my life. And
really? Like
to
what?
My family members, and yet I still believe.
Well, like what?
So that's a miracle.
What's the worst thing you've ever had happen to you that you can talk about?
Well, to me or, you know, a member of my family, which hurts me at the same time. I mean.
Well, no, to you personally.
Well.
See, I'm trying to think of what the worst thing is I've ever had happen to me. that I would consider that would be in that category.
It hurt. Me and my husband were affected a great deal when we kind of went through. We've been through a lot of things in the last few years, but there was a period of time within the last few years that was especially difficult. My father was almost murdered, and then a few months later, my uncle was murdered.
Oh wow! I'm sorry.
And that was a really hard time.
Yeah, that would be very, very tough. That would be very tough.
You know, and there was a big capital murder trial following that for my uncle. And yeah,
that's really rough.
Yeah, my family's been through a lot, and that broke my heart to see my father go through that because he's never really recovered emotionally, physically, kind of, but he's still left with the scars, literal. And,
did he get help for it?
You know, I think he's been to counseling and things, but I don't think he'll ever be the same, to tell you the truth. It was a really violent event.
That's one of those things, though, where you don't. I don't think you. You learn to cope with that, but you never get over it. Does that make sense?
Yes. But just so you know, I mean, I don't believe that came from the God that I believe in, which is the God of love and life. I don't believe that. I believe that there's a God of this world, and it's not the God that I believe in, and that happened for whatever reason. And it certainly does make you question your faith, but ultimately, I mean, faith is, I mean, I still believe. God has a good plan.
Well, you and I have talked about this before, though, and you have a lot more faith than I do, and I don't have faith in much of anything. So what does that make me? I guess it makes me a cynic, right? The only thing, you know,
you're
what
not
I do,
unusual, though.
Well, yeah, but you know what I do have faith in? I have faith in human beings' ability to overcome obstacles. Like, I don't think there's anything out there you can't fix. I don't think it comes easy. But I think you can do it.
But then you have to believe that there, in essence, there is goodness, and that comes somewhere.
I do believe that there is goodness, but I don't know, and I think that some of it does come from religion, and I think some of it comes from other places. I think you could teach your kids goodness. I think you can teach your kids to care and be feeling. But I don't think you necessarily have to do it with God. I think some people do, and that's great, and that's fine. But I don't know that model fits for everyone. But I don't think that if you have people who come forward and say, "Well, I'm an atheist," and I'm not an atheist, by the way. But if you have people who come forward and say, "I'm an atheist," but I think people who are atheists can be moral. I think they can be good. I think that they can raise decent kids. I think they can also be bad people, but I also believe that people who are religious can be good people, that they can be moral people, that they can be extremely kind and compassionate people, but they can also be bad people too, because there's good and bad in everything. And I think one of the problems that we have in this world, in the world you and I live in, the electronic communications world, the world of talk radio, is that we're forced every single day to paint a black or white picture. And when you really sit down and look at everything that goes on in the world, it's not black and white, it's a shade of gray. There's two sides to every story. There are some things out there that are not gray. There are some things out there that are morally wrong. We all know that. But then there are other things out there that are not so apparently clear. And so in order for this to work, we force people to make those distinctions.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you real quick before you do the traffic. Do you think that somebody who does not believe in God, do you think they can be a moral, good person?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, see, I do too. Where I always have trouble is this. When we get into the ultimate throwdown, which is my God or my prophet or whatever knows more than yours, and I'm right and you're not. And if you push me long enough, I'm going to strike out at you because I have that belief. And look at all the people over the thousands of years that have been murdered because of that. And of people killing each other. And you've got that going on right now in the Middle East. And you've got it going on in other places. When in reality, it's nonsense.
Well, I do think, I don't know how to address that specifically, but I do think that we all have to make a decision that you do. Sometimes it is important to stand up for what you believe.
Yeah, except don't turn the screw on somebody else in the process, because you wouldn't want it turned on you. Don't forget, and this is, you know, the more I think about this, this is true. I brought it up yesterday. I'll bring it up again. Think about this. People who engage in extreme moral superiority are the kind of people who will persecute and kill other individuals because they, in their minds, dehumanize them. That they are simply the enemy and that's what they are. And that's not true. The only person who is your enemy is somebody who's going to threaten you in some way or another. But simply having a different belief system than what you have doesn't threaten you. And if you're that insecure that you allow them to threaten you, then you got an extreme problem. Make sense?
Yeah. If someone wants to kill me, though, they're my enemy.
Well, that's not, but that's, don't take it to extreme. That's not what I'm talking about. If somebody pulls a gun on you, they're my enemy, too. But because they don't believe as you believe doesn't make them your enemy. See what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we got to do traffic because John's getting upset.
I know. We're running really late. Actually, we're doing really well. Northbound I-25 a little sluggish as it usually gets this time of the morning through the bridges. That's from about Washington Street all the way up to Alameda. Southbound I-25 still getting back to normal through Thornton and North Glen, but we don't have any new wrecks, and we're looking a lot better up in the high country now. Looks like some of that snow is starting to melt off the highway I-70. They cleared that wreck at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Weather outlook today, cool, cloudy with scattered storms and a high of 64. Currently, it's overcast and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got spring fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh. No pun intended.
I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Snugging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
HerMatch.com username is CuteBritChick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead, it's okay to look. Whether it's CuteBritChick or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? Can I reach that fry that fell between the seats? Is that squirrel going left or right? Left. No, right. Right, left. Right? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last without costing a fortune. So you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit Uniroyal.com.
Protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. Let's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
This Friday and Saturday only, Gebhardt Automotive in Boulder is holding a giant two-day pre-owned tent sale at the Gebhardt Volkswagen Store. With over 100 clean late-model vehicles to choose from and prices as low as $39.95, now's your chance to get out of your current car and into a Gebhardt pre-owned. Audis, BMWs, Jeeps, Minis, Nissans, Porsches, Saabs, Toyotas, Subarus, and more. Priced thousands under Kelley Blue Book. Bad credit, no problem. All credit applications will be accepted. This Friday and Saturday only at Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder. Preview the entire inventory at GEBAuto.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Sneak peek. Hear it here first.
Springsteen's new CD here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Cyclones, thunderstorms today, high of 60, 844, 16 before the hour. You can hear the CD in its entirety. It's a two-disc CD set. It'll be out probably like the end of June. And this is Bruce Springsteen live in Dublin. And go to AM760.net and you can listen to the whole thing and make up your mind about whether you like it or you don't. And I might ask you a question about it tomorrow. I might see what your response is. So check it out today at am760.net. I like The Boss. I haven't heard the whole thing. A few cuts we've played. Some of them are good. Some of them are kind of iffy. But I'm going to definitely check it out. Here's a really nice email from Catherine. Your wife is your miracle. Meeting someone as great as her, falling in love and having her every day is a miracle not everyone has. Yeah, Mary is a miracle. And I'm very lucky to be married to her. And she's just a great human being. And she's getting ready to go away for 2 weeks. Because she's taking my nephew on a summer vacation because I can't go. And I'm going to be without her for 2 weeks. And it is absolutely freaking killing me. Because you want to know something? There's nobody I'd rather spend time with than her. I have more fun just sitting and talking to her. Even when we argue, it's fun. Because you can't get anything over on her. She's always got some kind of comeback. Here's a good email from Holly. Questioning faith doesn't make you a nothing. It makes you a seeker. Oh, I like that too. Okay, here's, who is this, John? Abram in Arvada. Abram, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Yeah, I just wanted to just kind of speak out for true believers in Jesus and just tell you that that we're praying for you and that we hope that.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Stop right there. See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't need. See, two things. One, I don't need for you to do that. And number two, that when you say that, that implies moral and religious superiority. And you don't possess that over me.
Doesn't that also equate compassion and love?
No, it's how you phrase it. And when you phrase that, the message that sends is that we're, quote unquote, praying for you as if I need your prayers in order to succeed or in order to live in life or in order to cope with whatever happens. You know what? I don't need that. You need to see me or anybody else who disagrees with you, you need to see them as having the same right to their beliefs as you do, and you need to see them as being an equal. And when you make those kind of statements, that's not a statement of somebody who looks at things as being an equal. And I'll bet you if I pushed you hard enough, you would tell me that in your heart and in your soul, you absolutely believe that you're right, I'm wrong, and then anybody else who doesn't accept Jesus, that they're wrong too, right?
In my heart of hearts, I believe that we're all sinners. I believe that we are.
That's not the question. That's not the question I ask you.
Yeah, but
that's not what I ask you. In other words, you're giving me a politician's answer. I ask you a straight out question. If I told you that I'm Jewish, or if I told you that I'm Muslim, and I ask you, who's right, you or me, you would tell me that you're right and I'm wrong, and that really what you really believe is that you're going to heaven and I'm going to hell.
I would tell you that I believe in Jesus, and I believe that he's right.
That's not an answer. If I'm wrong in what I'm saying, then you tell me I'm wrong.
That's the truth.
No, that's not what I ask you. What I ask you was, if I'm wrong, then you tell me I'm wrong. Or at least have the decency to be honest with me and tell me that that's really what you think.
I think that you're wrong. What do you think
about
that?
Right, that you're going to heaven and I'm not.
I think that you're wrong about Jesus.
No, that's not what I ask you. Are we both going to heaven or only you because you believe in Jesus and I don't?
Are you saved by grace?
That's not what I ask you. I ask you to answer the question, and either you'll be honest and you'll answer it, or you'll be dishonest and try to give me a politician's answer or an evasive answer, which then indicates that you lack candor and honesty. Answer the question. Answer the question. Do you believe that if I accept God and do not accept Jesus, or if I'm Muslim and I believe in Allah, do you believe that we're equals, or do you believe that you're going to heaven and I'm going to hell?
That's a lot of questions. Can I narrow it down to one?
No, you just answer one of them. Am I going to heaven or hell?
If you don't believe in Jesus, you are.
I'm going to hell, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's the truth.
All right, now why didn't you just tell me that in the first place?
Well, I don't know.
Well, wait. You ashamed? You ashamed of your belief? Well, why didn't you just tell me that in the first place? Why did you have to be evasive? I'm not ashamed of where I stand. But he hung up on me. Okay, get me Jesus on the line. I want to talk to him about this guy. See, this is what I'm talking about. And he tells John Turk, I'm going to call up and I'm going to refute what J. Marvin is saying. Well, J. Marvin ain't been doing this for 5 seconds. And believe it or not, as hard as you might find it to accept Abram or Abraham or whoever you are, I've heard what you just said to me. I've heard that a million times. I've heard it since I've been like 12, 10, 6, 5. You know, I've heard it along with all the other things like, ooh, you people have big noses, and you're good at commerce, and you have big work ethics, and you're all rich, and you control the world, and all that kind of stuff. See, I've heard all that. You know, I've heard all of that. And guess what? I don't have any more anger left about it. I just feel sorry for you. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Staying well, we're starting to look a little bit better now around the metro area, although we still have pretty heavy conditions along 225 crossing Aurora, both north and southbound. Westbound I-76 was stacked up toward I-25, as is eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, looking for cool and cloudy conditions. We'll get some more scattered storms by this afternoon and a high of 64. Tonight looks like it'll clear out and we'll get some patchy fog, low of 44. Tomorrow warmer with a high of 73 and currently partly cloudy and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hurry for the best selection during the Office Depot Red Tag Clearance Blowout. You'll find incredible deals throughout the store.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
His hair was
falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is dinovite.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
At the same time, plus you throw in the cost of gasoline, the mortgage store understands the stress that this can cause and how difficult it can be for your family. Don't worry, the mortgage store can help make it fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that's proven that you can trust them. Take advantage of a low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get the security of one new low payment. You'll save money every single month. So make the right call. We're positive you'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. So call now. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. There's no reason you need to be behind the economic eight ball. There just isn't. Call the mortgage store because they're the guaranteed pros.
Attention, all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. Phase one of our new blade-free LASIK study ends this month. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, don't miss your opportunity to qualify for this limited study at SPIVAC 2020 LASIK, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. All respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will also receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But your initial exam must be scheduled in May to qualify, and your LASIK procedure must be performed before June 9th. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call SPIVAC 2020 LASIK at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I may be going to hell in a bucket bed, but at least I'm enjoying the ride.
Jay Marvin on your radio. Later. Jay Marvin, unemployed. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. You can only inflate a tire so much, and then, after a while, you just don't inflate no more. All right, we're talking about religion. That from 9 o'clock, we're going to open phones. I can't believe we've done this for 3 hours, but thank you. All the calls have been great. And everybody who's who's called up and gotten into this has really done a good job. Here's David in Denver. David, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I really like your program.
Thanks.
Whenever a topic like this comes up, I'm reminded of a cartoon that I saw years ago, a single-frame cartoon, and there's this scientist in front of a blackboard, and he's got this big equation with two equations, one on the left and one on the right, and the middle of the board is absolutely blank, and he's pointing to the middle and says, and this is where the miracle occurs. Whenever I've had a discussion with people that want to drag religion into a discussion, I've got to find one say that I don't know. I just don't know. And it just boggles my mind that people will fill in the blank with a miracle rather than admit they don't have the answer.
Well, maybe there are things in the world you just can't explain, and so the way you explain them is by saying it's a miracle, when in reality, it could be something else. David, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to open phones. You want to continue to talk about religion? That's okay with me. You want to get into something else? That's all right with me. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. It's a miracle.
She's a human rights attorney and also the wife of British Prime Minister Tony Blair. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Sherry Booth June 4th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
You think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A man with a dangerous form of TB remains quarantined in an Atlanta hospital where federal health officials say the focus is on getting him the best care possible. He ignored the advice of the Centers for Disease Control and took an Air France flight to Europe for his wedding, then returned aboard a Czech airliner.
Right now, the most important for us is to inform all the passengers and just to make sure that all of them go to see the doctor and go through the medical exams.
Czech airline spokeswoman Daniela Hopakova, was the man ordered not to fly or was it a recommendation? CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
He did an interview in today's Atlanta Journal-Constitution in which he disputes the CDC's claim that he was ordered not to fly. He says he talked to his doctors about it beforehand. They said they preferred him not to get on a plane, but never flat out told him, don't do it.
Federal health officials do not believe the man is highly infectious. Well, the speculation's been growing. Now there's a report that Law and Order regular and former Senator Fred Thompson is going to throw his hat into the presidential ring. Politico.com's Mike Allen, who wrote the story, says Thompson is likely to have an immediate appeal on the right.
Senator Thompson is going to go right for the conservatives in the party, who he thinks have not really found their man yet. He plans to offer himself as someone who's consistent and someone that people can feel safe voting for.
Allen says Thompson will make his announcement in early July. Next week, he's expected to form an exploratory committee. As the workforce grays, more Americans are staying on the job. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that 29% of people in their late 60s still have jobs. That's up from 18% in the mid-80s. Alicia Minnell at Boston College says good reasons why.
Working longer is just the most powerful antidote to declining retirement income because it means that you shorten the period over which you have to support yourself. You get more from Social Security, you let 401k plans build up, plus you get some earnings.
Three Iraqi journalists have been killed today. The group Reporters Without Borders says the total of reporters and others involved in news gathering in Iraq has now reached 177. The parents of a young girl who went missing while on a family vacation in Portugal received a blessing from Pope Benedict at the Vatican today. The Catholic Church has been trying to publicize the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Her mother, Kate, says the pontiff offered his heartfelt support.
He's very kind, very sincere. He said that you've prayed for us and our family, and that you continue to pray for Madeleine's safe return to us.
Well, where do you come down on the Bible? A trio of new polls finds most Americans are true believers.
A little more than 30% will say it is the literal word of God and should be taken word for word. About half say it's inspired but not literal, leaving less than 20% who say that it's just an ancient book of fables.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 22 points, NASDAQ off 7. This is CBS News.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium, she in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That Georgia man now quarantined in Atlanta with a dangerously drug-resistant form of tuberculosis may be heading for Denver. The man may be treated at the National Jewish Hospital's famed respiratory center. Centers for Disease Control says there's a low risk. He's contagious, but the strain is resistant to drugs and can be deadly. Well, they're still totaling up the damage after heavy rain and hail pummeled the metro area yesterday. Several people wound up stranded in flooded intersections, and some manhole covers were even blown off by the water surge. Denver Fire says they had a hard time keeping up with all the calls.
It was just a multitude of incidents in a short period of time. It helped to overtax our resources. We put our hold on in effect, but we were able to handle the situation.
4 inches of hail fell near Elitch Gardens, prompting the park to close early. Lightning strikes damaged 2 homes in Fort Collins, with 1 catching fire. Coroner's officials say it could be several weeks before they know just what led to the collapse and death of a man taking part in the Boulder. It was the first such death in the 29-year history of that race. And workers at the Swift meatpacking plant in Greeley now wondering what the sale of the company to a Brazilian firm will mean for their jobs. The combined company will have greater access to expanding markets and operations on 3 continents. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking very nice right now around the metro area. Most of our issues out of the way. We just have a little slow pocket. Southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear. That's normal for this time of the morning if you're trying to make your way toward downtown. Same situation just north of there, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today, expected to be cool, cloudy, with scattered storms and a high of 64 tonight.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. John and I are simply in here, and we're just amusing ourselves. 303-713-7600. We hope you're amused, too. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 60. Check out that new Bruce Springsteen double CD set. Go to am760.net. You can stream the whole thing, listen to it, check it out, see if you like it, see if you want to buy it. And I still want to get to this story that was in the New York Times on Tuesday, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Because I didn't mean to get caught up in doing religion for almost 4 hours here. And that's about plunging CD sales and the fact that people just are not buying them anymore. And I don't think, I mean, I'm still buying them, even though I know you can go download. But there's something about having those. And then the other thing is, I don't have, because I haven't bothered to do this, I don't have an iPod set up or an MP3 player in my car. Not that I couldn't have one. I could, but I just never bothered to follow through. I've got an iPod, but the last time I checked, it's sitting home with a dead battery. That's how long it's been since I've listened to it. I guess I'm going through some kind of weird phase. I'm going through this weird phase. Either I don't listen to any music, or if I do, I have a tendency now to start listening to classical music, or, which I don't know worth a damn. I couldn't work at a classical station in my life, depending on it. Or I'm just listening to old country music, which means I can never get a job at the Wolf or KYGO. All right, let's go to Ken in Evergreen, who's been hanging on. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Longtime caller, first-time listener.
Hey, man, how are you?
My schedule is such in the morning that this is probably, I've been on hold for 50 minutes. This is the longest in one time I've ever been able to listen to your show. It's been great.
Oh, man, I'm sorry you've been on hold for 50.
That's okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's been interesting. I mean, I'd have been listening anyway. Now I just listened on the phone. So that's all right. Let's see, as far as religion goes, and I mean religion generally, I just think that after 700 or 800 years of enlightenment, for us to believe that there is an omnipotent, omnipresent force in the universe that is pulling the strings is absurd.
Why? What's absurd about it?
What we have learned about ourselves and our place in our country, on our planet, in our interactions with it and the other creatures and our greater place in the universe, it renders that inoperable in terms of the Christian tradition specifically. I mean, that's where I was raised. I was raised as a Catholic.
See, I don't know.
I'm not
that
saying,
it does.
I mean, from what I hear you saying, I would probably classify you as a deist more than a Christian. Because it doesn't look like you've taken that last step from deism to non-belief. And I don't like the term atheism. I don't like
deism. Well, I'm not a Christian. What I am is that I was raised up and believed till I was about 13 or 14 in Judaism. And then I got crossways with the rabbi and got kicked out and turned my back on it. You know, there's one thing about me. I realize this now about myself. And you can hear it on this radio show. You can hear it in my reaction to callers, and I'm also that way, too, a lot of times with people who send me email. I resent authority.
I resent
authority of any kind, and religion to me is a wonderful good thing, but when people start to like jab their finger in your chest and start insisting or start like putting this kind of thing of like, I don't know how to describe this, well, they get condescending about it. Or it was like with that guy Adam.
Well,
it's like, you know what? Tell me the truth, man. You believe I'm going to hell? And then when they say yes, it's like, well, you know what?
You know,
take a leap.
I have a response to people that do that, and I come into that because when you've gone as far to the other side as I have, people get angry about it. And I don't get angry about this because there are a lot of things that we don't know. I'm not sure that they aren't right. I just don't think they are, and I've thought a lot about it. I'm 48 years old. I've had the opportunity to spend some time thinking about it. You and I share a similar history, but from different traditions. Yours was Judaic. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and at about 13, I went sideways with the priest, just like you. Maybe it was an authority thing, whatever. I was always a questioning Catholic, even as a young child. And, you know, I credit my home life for that. But my parents, they exposed me to the tradition.
Well, you know something? There's
and that gotta, wasn't all bad.
There's got to be a God. But here's the problem.
Well, I don't know that there has
well,
to be.
Well, but here's the problem. All right, well, we don't know if there... But the problem for me is I just can't find him, her, it. And I have looked and looked and looked and looked and looked, and I have tried. And despite what I sometimes say on the air, man, I've read the Old Testament.
Sure.
I've read the New Testament. I've even read, and it's extremely hard to get through. I read, yeah, you know what? Not the whole thing. I got about a third of the way through it, I think. But I just end up rejecting it like I reject all the rest.
I don't know if you were listening to your news show at the top of the hour, but there was a story about a recent Gallup poll, and 30% of Americans polled still believe that the Bible is the unerrant word of God.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that, to me, that's kind of frightening, because, you know, having read the Old and New Testament as you have, there is some goofy stuff in there.
The
treatment of women and children and...
The trouble with that, though, is... Here's the problem with that. And I really believe this. Because I think you can see it in a lot of things. You give 10 people the same page out of the Bible.
You'll have 10 different...
Well, you might have, yeah, or you might get 7 of the same answers, and then the remaining might have a different, or even if you get one person who has a different take. And the problem is that human beings, being as fallible as they are, they get a hold of stuff like the Bible. They get a hold of stuff like the Quran. They get a hold of stuff like the writings of Karl Marx.
Even the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States, whatever it is, and they will bend it to fit their circumstances. And in the end, if you're not careful, what ends up happening is they persecute others in pursuit of that goal.
Well, Jay, what has been the cause of more death and misery in human history than the proposition that my God is superior to your God? I think more people have died from that proposition than any other reason for all wars fought.
I'm not sure that I totally agree with that, because I don't know if we could accurately assess how many people have died. How many people were collectively killed by, say, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, and a lot of other totalitarian?
Okay, they were killing on a mechanized level. And I see
what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. We don't know how many of them have turned. You know, how many human lives went up? I mean, there's only estimates on that.
Because I believe, isn't it true that there are more people alive on the planet right now than prior to us had been born? I don't know if I said that the right way. I mean, there's nearly 7 billion of us on the planet right now. And if you exclude all of those people, that's more people than had ever been born throughout human history. Am I making that clear?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that stat. I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't know if it's accurate either, but I don't...
But yeah, you're right. Pol Pot, Stalin, Mao...
Yeah, see, we just don't know.
They were killing in the age of mechanized warfare and were able to kill more efficiently, let's say.
Well, and also they were...
But okay, let's put it this way.
We're also leaving people out too. I mean, you're leaving out Ceausescu, you're leaving out Eric Honecker, you're leaving out Enver Hoxha, you're leaving out Kim Il-sung, you're leaving out Kim Jong-il. I mean, you're leaving out all these people. And my point is, the reason I'm bringing up all those people is because if you got all those people together and you sat them down in a room and you said, okay, here's Das Kapital, make sense of it for me, they would all come away with some other interpretation of it.
Blows. I mean, they end up fighting over it.
Well, that's right. They try to kill each other.
Sure. I mean, anything that is open to interpretation will be interpreted wildly differently by whoever, by any 10, as he said, any 10 people that.
So that's what you, right, and that's why it is a necessity to have a mechanism in place, which we do, which is called the separation of church and state, to try to fight all of that. So that,
but there are people,
we don't end up in that situation.
Their reading of the First Amendment, they will say that the separation of church is a myth.
Well, they have that right to believe that, but here's the thing. They have to take it to court.
Yeah, but this court, this particular Supreme Court of the United States, I mean, one more pillar falls in terms of Kennedy or Ginsburg,
well,
whoever might go.
We're gonna try to look. Number one, we're gonna try to stop that, and number two,
I'm not sure that
that's one of the big reasons why I believe everyone should join the ACLU.
33 years.
Yeah, me too. Ever since I've been a kid.
Since 73, when in the middle of Watergate, I joined. It was junior high.
Right. So we got to make sure that we're protected, and we got to make sure that we have somebody who advocates that. So
I'm thankful every day that the ACLU exists, and they take on some things that I think are silly, but in the,
I love them. I love them no matter what they take on.
In the larger view, I thank my lucky stars. I won't say thank God. I don't believe, but I thank my lucky stars that they exist.
Yeah, me too.
Ken, it's worth hanging on, Jay.
Great call, man.
Thanks.
Have call me
day.
Again.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Yeah, go to the ACLU of Colorado, and join, because it's not that expensive and it's very worthwhile. And hello to Kathy Hazuri and Rachel and all the folks.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
To check that thing out, or you could do what I do, which, because it's good exercise, is I try to walk the lot. But the selection is absolutely huge. Now, you can find out more about what I'm talking about by going to RockiesAutos.com, and you can see the inventory there. And while you're there, you can pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the amount of time and paperwork. They're open Monday through Saturday until 9, and this weekend You can meet Audra, Shaggy, and Officer Odell at the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Rocky's Autos will have a booth there, so come on by, say hello, and pick up an autographed hat from the Shag Man, from Officer Odell, and from Audra. They're great folks. That's this weekend, the Strength and Fitness Expo. That's at the Colorado Convention Center. It runs June 1st through 2nd. The Rocky's Autos will be there this Saturday, so get on down there, and you can meet the gang from Rocky's and say hello. And if you're looking for a good vehicle, I'll tell you something. There's nothing better than the selection of Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, check them out on the Internet, rockysautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're at 63rd and Federal. They're my friends, and I'm proud to talk about them because I'm not only friends with them, but I'm also a long-time, Mary and I are long-time consumers of Rocky's Autos.
Picture your neighborhood. You know it well, don't you? Where all the bad bumps are, that hill you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 60. All right, let's dive back on the phones. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Don't forget to check out the new Bruce Springsteen double CD live in Dublin. Oh, no, you don't have to go out and buy it. Go to AM760.net. You can hear it. We got it for you. What do you think about that? Let's go to Frankie in Thornton. Frankie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I will try to make it brief. I got in just at the time that man was saying he would pray for you, and I thought how arrogant. But I wanted to tell you a story. I was raised a Methodist, but I started questioning things way back there. And we were in an adult Sunday school class, and the minister's wife was kind of leading it, a discussion group. And it was on how if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ and all this sort of as your Savior and all, you were going to hell. And I spoke up. Well, first there was two attorneys and one doctor, and my husband was a petroleum engineer in that group. I spoke up and said, well, I must be going to hell then because I believe more like the Jews do.
Oh, you're in trouble.
No, did you know that not a person opened their mouth?
You're kidding me.
No, two attorneys and a doctor, and they never opened their mouth when I said that.
Wow. That's so, you know what? And I assume this happened probably in the South, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that in itself is unusual. Where are you from in the South?
I'm originally from Arkansas, but this happened in Louisiana, down in a small town in Louisiana.
And where are you originally from Arkansas?
Well, originally out from Arkadelphia, out in the country from Arkadelphia.
Oh, I know where that is. Do you know where Ball Knob and Cersei? Do you know where they are?
No, not. I don't.
You don't know where. You don't know where Cersei, Arkansas is?
No.
And Ball Knob?
I think Cersei is north, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, as my wife Mary would say, we got kinfolk there.
Oh, we do, huh?
Our people come from there.
Oh, well, that's great.
I like
where
Arkansas.
Where did they come from?
From Ball Knob and Cersei.
Ball Knob. Oh, Ball Knob. I thought you were saying Beaumont.
No, Ball Knob.
Well, I still don't know where it was. I left there when I was about 20 years old, something like that.
And did you move to Louisiana?
No. I've been everywhere. I got out to Denver, Colorado, and then I met my husband, and then we moved. He was with the oil company, and we moved all around, and we lived 5.5 years in Angola.
Oh, wow.
That's Africa, not Louisiana.
Right. Yeah. That's what I figured.
So,
wow. And where were you? Anyway. So where did this happen in Louisiana where you spoke out like that?
Galliano, Louisiana, down on Bayou Lafourche.
Whoa. And they didn't, and then nobody said, how come, that's unusual that nobody said a word. Why didn't nobody say a word? They didn't have an answer?
I think because they kind of secretly agreed with me, but they didn't want to say, you know? I think that was it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I believe in God, and I pray directly to God, and I thank him for everything he does, and I've had a lot of miracles. So I
all right, well, wait a minute. Since you say that, now you got to tell me at least one.
One miracle?
Yeah.
Well, let me think. Let's see. Well, for one thing, my husband was had pulmonary fibrosis. And he had his bedroom and office upstairs, and my bedroom was downstairs. We would call each, he had an office phone and I had the home phone. So we would call each other when we wanted to say something rather than run up and down the stairs. And, when he would get in trouble, he would, if he could, he would call me. If not, I would have an intuition and I'd go check and he'd be in trouble. Well, this, what I would do, I would get up, in the morning before he did, and I'd fix my breakfast, and I'd sit down with the paper, and I'd hear him stirring, and then I know he's okay, he's up. And this particular morning, I got up, fixed my breakfast, put it on the table, and for no unexplained reason, I walked over to the phone and called him. He didn't answer. So I went upstairs and found that he was out of oxygen, and he was too weak. He couldn't even reach the phone. So that's one miracle, that something just, without even thinking, had me call and check on him.
You know what? I mean, okay. Because I'm up against the clock and I have to do traffic. But if you check this out, you could either make, okay, you could make this case. You could make, okay, the case that, yeah, you're right, it's a miracle. Or you could make the case that you happen to be in the right place at the right time.
But what made me go to that phone and call him when I don't usually do that? That was out of my routine. And I didn't even think about it. I just found myself over there telephoning him. Something directed me to do that. But now, you can call it whatever you want, but to me it was a miracle. A guardian angel telling me what to do or something.
All right, well, I don't have all the answers. I'm not going to take that away from you. But that would be the question that I would ask, and I think a lot of other people would ask the same thing. Frankie, I got to go get traffic. You know what? I can listen to you talk all day because I love your accent.
Thank you.
It reminds me of my early radio career. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you, and call me again.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I love that. Do you love that Southern accent? I love that Southern accent.
I love me some Southern bales.
Mary used to have a heavy accent like that. She doesn't anymore. She's lost it. But she still got one. People always say to her, well, you're from the South. Where are you from in the South? Really, her whole side of the family talks that way. And they are from Arkansas and Mississippi.
Mississippi, right?
Mississippi.
New Albany?
New Albany. Where William Faulkner was born. You know who William Faulkner
is? Yeah, I love Southern bells are awesome, especially little Georgia peaches.
Oh, that's not too sexist. What's wrong with you?
No, it's not.
You sexist slob? You sexist pig!
You've admitted here I'm the biggest gland in radio.
Yeah, you are. You are.
So I better keep up that MO then.
Yeah, but we're gonna have you genetically altered, so you'll calm down. Or as I used to say about my Minpin Jackson, we're gonna have you neutered, so you'll chill out. Okay, I got one line open at 303-713-7600, and let's check traffic. Gina, I don't have anything. I'm not saying anything to you this time.
Okay.
I don't have anything to say. Oh, come on. You know what? If I went for 2 weeks and never said anything to you, then you'd send me an email and go, did I do something wrong? How come you won't talk to me? I'm enlarging your part in the show.
Oh.
Don't you see? Your input is important.
Okay.
Don't you think it is?
I appreciate that.
I'm going to have to talk to Paul about you.
It won't do any good.
Yes, it will. We're going to get him on here and interview him about you.
Oh, boy. That will be enlightening.
Oh, I believe that he could definitely tell us some things.
Well, only if you have Mary on.
I'll put Mary on.
And then Turk and I will ask her questions about you. How's that?
You can ask me any question you want. My life is an open book.
I like that about you.
I'll admit to anything. Really, I will. There's nothing I haven't done I wouldn't talk about. What, John, you're laughing? You don't think that's true? I'll talk about anything. I don't care. Because you know what? If you do something, even if it's wrong, at least have the guts enough to pony up that you did it instead of being squeamish about it. And we've all done wrong things. And we've all done things that were immoral.
Did you ever vote for a Republican?
Yes. Absolutely.
Woo! All right.
Absolutely. When I thought he or she was the better candidate, and sometimes I turned out to be right, and sometimes I turned out to be horribly wrong. And probably the biggest living example of being horribly wrong is Bill Owens. All right, 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour here. Gina, terrific.
Okay, well, we had a problem eastbound I-70 right around York. Watch out. Some pieces of steel fell in the roadway there, and so CDOT's going to have to get out there and get them out of the way. So just causing a minor snag. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape. Southbound I-25 may still be a little tough for you getting into downtown, mostly just heavy traffic from I-70 to Spear. Same thing for 104th to 84th, again, on those southbound lanes. Weather outlook today looks like it could be cool, and we'll get some clouds and scattered storms by this afternoon, high of 64. Currently, it's mostly sunny and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sneak peek. Hear it here first.
This is from Bruce Springsteen's double CD that's coming out sometime late in June. Live in Dublin. But you can go hear it now at am760.net. Also, get your new AM760, it's Our Flag 2 bumper sticker, simply by coming here to AM760. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. You know, if you like this, and if you like the way this sounds, you should check out a friend of mine, Tom Russell. Google him, and he's on High Tone Records. And he's really good. And one of the best songwriters and singers in the world. And he usually comes here once a year to Swallow Hill. Anyway, go to AM760.net to hear this. The whole double CD, and also get your It's Our Flag 2 bumper sticker. Mary's getting, like, huge response out of it, having it on her car. And you just come down here to AM760, South Monaco. We're on South Monaco right off Bellevue. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 60. Man, we've just been talking about religion for, like, the whole morning. But I thank everybody who sent email. I thank everybody who's called. I thank everybody who has gotten involved. Let's go to Ruben in Aurora. Ruben, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Not too bad. Well, it's the topic of the times, you know, when people are in despair, you know, and they start asking questions. They start asking deep questions. And right now, we've got a lot of things, well, a few things that are really critical to our own country.
I've always asked these questions, though, haven't you?
Say that again?
I've always asked these questions, haven't you?
I major in college with theology, so that, yeah. I definitely have been on my own spiritual journey, and I was really struck by the guy that did call you and was going to pray for you, and I thought, there is the guy in the box telling you that you can't get inside the box unless you think like him. And that's often so true of all fundamentalists and all forms of religion. But getting to your question about what you were saying about God and why does God let certain things happen, what I'm struck by is that, you know, maybe that's not the question we should be asking anymore. Is that maybe the question we ought to be asking is, when you look at all the wars and all the famine and all the drought and all the genocide and all the hatred that's going on in the world, maybe what we ought to be looking and asking ourselves is, with all that God's given us, why can't we get this right? You know, when I was in college, One of the questions that we were asked was for us as individuals to define God. You know, and I was a young man, it was very difficult, but a young lady who I ended up dating for a while, ended up being my girlfriend, she came up with what for me was a very profound answer to the question, and she said that if all the things in the world that are bad, despair, loneliness, you know, are evil or inherently bad, then God for her represented what was love. And that she had hoped that human beings could be at our best, when we are at our best, the perfect physical manifestation of that love here on earth. And I thought that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard anybody say, let alone about God, you know? You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. And so, you know, I look at it and say, you know, we have this beautiful planet, we have this beautiful ecosystem, we are the highest on the food chain. We clearly are an evolved species. We've probably answered as many questions as there have been asked since man's existence. We have those answers here and now. So, you know, let's pretend that you're Jay Almighty, you're God for a while. People are always saying, you know, well, God, why are you letting this happen? And Jay Almighty decides, you know what? I'm going to come back. Some of these folks I understand are expecting me to come back anyway. And you show up, and you say, you know why things are happening the way they are? I don't know. I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that when I left this place the last time, I left it in pretty good shape. You know, I provided this wonderful ecosystem that has all these wonderful raw materials, resources for you all to provide for each other. You have continents which keep oceans apart so that you don't necessarily have to get up in each other's face. What else is there for you? You know, I think I'm entitled to some vacation days. And I think that's what I would say if I was Jay Almighty, if I was God Almighty. You know, all that we have within us, we seek these answers outside of us, but they're within us.
All right. When you say the answers are within us, though, I think that's definitely true. When you said the first thing about, with all we're given, why don't we get it right, when you're talking about getting it right, are you talking about getting religion right, or are you talking about getting our place in the world?
I'm talking about our place in the world right.
Okay, you know why we don't get it right? I'll tell you why we don't get it right. And we're all guilty of this. Every single one of us, including myself. I don't leave anybody out here, from A to Z. Okay? Here's why we don't get it right. We don't get it right because we don't listen and we don't understand. And if you look at all of the major issues facing us, having to deal with other countries, we have had a long habit, and we're not the only ones that do this. There are other Western industrialized powers that do it too, and there are also third world countries that do it. But we have a long habit of believing that we're right and everybody else is wrong, and that we don't want to hear what they have to say, nor do we want to take the time to understand them. What we want to do is we want to either A, have somebody to hate, or B, we want to have somebody to condemn. And I lay that at the feet of everything, including foreign policy, domestic policy. We don't take the time. We don't have any understanding whatsoever of what's going on in the Middle East. Now, there are people in this country who do, because they've spent a long time studying it. But the average person doesn't know, doesn't get it, doesn't understand. Most of us do not understand. I'm not saying all of us, but I'm saying most of us do not understand what it is like to live in abject poverty that is so immense and so intense that we couldn't figure out. We would have no idea how to get through the day. Most of us have never been to places where we experience up close this kind of intense kind of economic depravity.
I was just going to say the same word. I know exactly what you mean.
Because, you know, if you talk to most people, they go like, oh, hey, I've been to third world country. You go, yeah, like where? Well, I've been to Mexico. Oh, and you go like, yeah, where? Puerto Vallarta? Right. I've been to Santiago, Chile. I've been to, but they're tourist places they go. They don't go like, you know, into the highlands of, say, of, you know, going to like the Andes or, you know, places where people are like, that, my God, if they get an ear of corn, they're lucky.
Right. But you know what, Jay, I think even that's relative because while they're poor physically in a lot of ways, we're certainly poor spiritually. And to answer that question that you said, why, you know, all of us are at fault, I am too, all of us are equally responsible for this, that's because there's certain things that we've lost. Do you know what I mean? Like we've lost.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it's that we've lost anything. I believe that we have been taught wrong and that we're encouraged to take that attitude by people who do things like pander for votes and seek popularity. So, in other words, instead of telling people hard things, then what they do is they tell us simple things with simple answers that appeal to us emotionally rather than telling us that the way to fix something is going to be hard and complex.
I guess I'm still thinking on just a religious and spiritual playing with the issue because this is what I mean. I say lost lessons. I was raised. Well, I went to school in Catholic school, but, you know, I was raised in I'm an African-American. I went to AME, African Methodist, Episcopalian churches. So I had that dichotomy, these two realms. And the one thing that always struck to me, one of the most powerful tenets, if you will, of the Catholic faith, was the idea of penance and redemption. And when I say lessons lost, this is one of the great lessons lost on the Catholic Church because in the last 10 years, as you and I know, there's been this enormous, well, now worldwide tragedy and controversy and scandal surrounding priests and pedophilia. And rather than drawing to their roots, going to the true tenets of their faith, embracing the notion of penance and redemption, which is at the core of Catholic theology, these people chose not to do that. They chose to abandon it. They embraced their power. They wanted to kind of ensure or rein in their notion of power. And it has failed them miserably. It has absolutely failed them miserably. There's a wonderful documentary out now called, oh, God, I can't even think of the name of it.
Listen. I got to go get some.
I know you got to go.
I got to get some traffic. You know what? Every day, Monday through Friday, right after 9 o'clock, sometimes around 9:30, I do open phones. So my invitation to you is to call back any day and let's continue this discussion.
You got it, Jeff.
All right, Ruben?
Take care, man.
Thanks, brother.
Bye.
See ya. 9:50, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Ricardo Mogon.
Jay, we're still pretty slow southbound I-25, approaching 20th. Adding to that is reports of a problem there at Colfax. Looks like there was an earlier accident. Should be moved off to the shoulder, but it's still bogging things down. The rest of the I-25 drive, though, in pretty good shape through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech centers. Had some earlier problems on I-70, some debris in the roadway eastbound at York. That should be out of the way, so a better drive heading across that elevated portion. And the drive to and from Boulder looks pretty good on the turnpike right now. Well, the forecast, partly sunny, then a chance of afternoon showers and storms once again. Hopefully not as heavy as we had yesterday. Highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight. Patchy fog perhaps overnight. Low 44. And then partly sunny. Few showers tomorrow and warmer. A high of 73. Right now it's 53 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier, the best low-cost carrier in the U.S. with low fares, direct TV service in every Airbus seat, and nonstop flights to over 60...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail office or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
See store for details.
Travelocity presents the Big Mountain Sale.
I'll be booking a trip to the mountains when I come.
Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to a great mountain destination.
Saving 75 big ones when I come.
That's $75 off when you book with your MasterCard card by May 31st.
I'll be hiking, climbing, swimming, fishing, boating, birding, mountaineering.
Visit Travelocity.com for details.
And relaxing in my hammock when I'm done.
Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I need a miracle every day. 9:55, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 60. Man, we've been talking about religion all morning, but it's fine. I'm glad that you feel so inclined to participate. Let's go to Sue in Boulder. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I get to work at home today. I'm in my garden. I'm happy.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so I've been listening all morning, and I just kind of was chortling to myself, and I sort of had this little daydream. What if Buddha, Allah, Jesus, Zoroaster, everybody came back and had a picnic on Mount Everest and was surveying the scene? I think they'd have to really ponder where they went awry in their teachings. All these great teachers have all these great things to say, and then in the hands of man, it just turns into a big, fat mess. And I was kind of laughing about that to myself. And I just, you know, some of the callers have been great. Reuben stole some of my thunder. He made some of the points I was wanting to make. But I just can't believe how, I mean, as soon as somebody says, oh, I've got all the answers and this is the only path for everyone, right there, it's over. You're done. You just lost all your credibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You ever see the Woody Allen movie Hannah and Her Sisters?
Oh, I vaguely remember.
Where the artist, I can't remember who he is, but he says something about how he was sitting around watching TV, and he said, my God, if Jesus ever came back, he wouldn't be able to stop vomiting.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, I want to make one other quick point here. I was raised Christian. I'm not anymore. I've chosen a different path spiritually, but my parents really put their money where their mouth was. They just retired, and they went to Kenya on their own dime to volunteer in AIDS orphanages.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's some Christian behavior.
Yep.
That's taking the word and making it real. And I just, he is so sick to his stomach after spending his whole life serving in the manner that he chose to see what, he says he would never call anyone not a Christian because that's not his job, and that gives him more credibility in my book. But to see these guys grabbing the money, waving the flag, and waving the Bible in everyone's face is probably the greatest ripoff in the history of the world. I'm so ashamed and so upset.
I agree. Those who are, though, really don't have to tell you. They show it to you. Hey, Sue, I got to go. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's it for this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning. At 6 a.m., the adult Tom Hartman is next. And remember, continue the blockade and the boycott of Cuba, because the 11 million people who are living there are definitely our mortal enemies, and they deserve to be punished every single day.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdad.com.